Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabert, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
In the Word of God, in the book of Joel, the second chapter, verse 28, it reads, "Then after doing all those things, I will pour out my spirit upon all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams, and your young men will see visions." Welcome to the third Saturday morning of the Prophet's Touch with Prophet Maurice Simmons, Sr., Pastor of Restoration and Truth Ministries, Hampton, Virginia. We're so glad that you could join us, and we pray that something will be said that will allow you to have a life-changing experience. God bless you. Again, welcome.
Holy Spirit, we bless you. We worship you. We honor you. We love you. We thank you for this morning, oh God, for this time, Lord God, that we can come into your holy presence, oh God, and bow before you, oh God. We thank you this morning, oh God, that you are here, oh God. In the midst of it all, oh God, we will give you glory and praise, oh God, because it is you that we live and move and have our being, oh God. We thank you that you woke us up this morning, oh God, and you clothed us, oh God, with our minds, oh God, set, oh God, to come and to glorify you, oh God, to magnify the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We thank you this morning, Lord God, that you blew breath into our bodies, oh God. We thank you this morning, Lord God, that we can call upon your great name, Almighty God, oh Prince of Peace, the Lord of Lords. Oh God, we thank you, the Rose of Sharon. Hallelujah to your glorious name, oh God, for unto you, oh God, we live and move and have our being, oh God. We thank you this morning, oh God, that in this hour, in this season, Father, we choose not to lean upon our own understanding, oh God, but in this moment, God, in this instant, oh God, we will lean upon you, oh God, for you have all power in your hand, oh God. You know the beginning and the end, God. And so today, God, we access your throne today, God. We thank you, Lord God, that your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. For you are the King of Kings and you are the Lord of Lords. We know, Lord God, that your will be done in this place, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that we trust, Lord God, in you. For there are those that trust in horses, some trust in chariots, oh God. But we will trust in the name of the Lord, who is a strong tower. The righteous run in, and we are safe, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that we can come to say thank you. We say thank you, oh God, for the security that we have in you, oh God. We honor you, oh God, and your great name, oh God, for demons will flee at the sound of your name, oh God. We thank you that we come to you with respect and adoration and reverence, oh God, for we know that you are wonderful and great, oh God, and mighty in power, oh God. And so we lift up your name this morning, oh God. We lift up your name on today, oh God, where demons will tremble in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, oh God, that your saving power, oh God, is the one that woke us up this morning, oh God. You are King. You are masters over all creation, oh God, because you created all creations, oh God. We thank you that everything that has breath will praise and magnify your name on today, God, because you are good and your mercy endures forever, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that we recognize your power, oh God, that can destroy everything under the sound of your voice, oh God. Everything that sounds, oh God, that tries to emanate you, oh God, and try to, as Lord, God. Try to, Lord God, do what you do, oh God. Nothing can compare to you, oh God. There is no God like you, none beside you, oh God. And we thank you, oh God, that with the power of your fist, God, you can shut down every idol, oh God. So thank you on today, God, that we can lift up a sound unto you, oh God. For there is no God like you, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that we humbly come before you, oh God, and reverence your glorious name, oh God, for even under circumstances, oh God, we know that we're under the shadow of your wing, oh God. We know that we can delight ourselves in you, oh God, and no situation, nothing will come nigh our dwelling, oh God, for no weapon formed against us will be able to prosper, oh God. We set us upon you, oh God, for you care for us, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that out of our belly shall flow rivers of living water on today, God. For we know, Lord God, that when you incline your ear to us, oh God, we know, Lord God, that we want to make sure that our sound, Lord God, will be, Lord God, satisfying to your ear, oh God. So give unto you, oh God, everything, oh God. We give unto you, oh God, a sacrifice of praise. We give to you, oh God, a sacrifice of worship, oh God, for other people, Lord God, and other things, oh God, will worship other things and other items, oh God. But today, God, we will choose ye this day whom we will serve, and we will serve the true and living God, the one that healed us, the one that delivered us, the one that set us free, oh God, when we was in bondage of sin. It is you, oh God, we call upon on today, oh God. Give us this day our daily bread, oh God, the words that we need, Lord God, to strengthen our bones on today, to strengthen our minds on today, as we take the cap off today, oh God. We ask in the name of Jesus that we will be able, Lord God, to download, Lord God, Lord God, where there's no diluting, oh God, but Lord God, the pure alterated, oh God, unadulterated word of God is going to fall fresh in the minds of your people, Lord God. And when it falls down on our minds, oh God, it will trickle down to the other parts of our bodies in the name of Jesus. And we pray for the body of Christ right now. Oh God, our strength and our redeemer, oh God, that you will touch them, Lord God. Those that, Lord God, went to the left, oh God, and decided, Lord God, to do things their own way, oh God. We repent right now, not only for us, oh God, but for them, oh God, for they know not what they do in this hour, in this season, Lord. May there be a strength, Lord God, a strength, oh God, and a strict conviction to fall upon us in the mighty name of Jesus, that we will turn away from our wicked ways and repent in the mighty name of Jesus, for we know that you are coming soon, and we know that you're the soon and coming King. So, Lord, may our oil be ready, may our lips be ready in this hour, in this season, that we won't miss the bridegroom in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, touch us, oh God, of us. Forgive us of the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life, oh God. Forgive us, Lord God, for the way we're thought, oh God, and the ways that we take, oh God. We, oh God, ask that you will forgive us for our attitudes, oh God, that does not represent you, oh God, because of frustration, oh God, because of situations, oh God, that don't work out the way that we want it to, oh God, but we give thanks, oh God, for every door that's being closed right now, in Jesus' name, and every door that is being opened, oh God, that we will receive the abundant life that we need in this hour, in this season, Lord. So, Lord of the refuge, oh God, Lord of our strength, Lord of all lords, oh God, we honor you this morning, God, and we give you praise, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that it is not by might nor by power, but it's by your spirit, oh God, so continue to move, oh God, across this line, Lord God, and touch the eyes of those that need it, oh God, as you equip them, Lord God, the people, Lord God, that are anchored in you in the mighty name of Jesus, for the task that is at hand, oh God. Deliver us from ourselves, oh God, that we won't be about ourselves, oh God, but about the kingdom, oh God, for your kingdom, Lord God, has no limits, oh God. So we take the limits off of you right now in Jesus' name. And God, forgive us if we did not take you outside the box, oh God, of our thinking, oh God, because we know that if you created the heavens and the earth, oh God, and we know, Lord God, that you created, Lord God, the mountains, oh God, you were able to move, oh God. So who are we to restrain you, oh God? Who are we, Lord God, to restrict you from doing what you need to do in this hour, in this season, Lord. So we ask that your kingdom, Lord God, will be done, Lord God. We ask in the name of Jesus that we will not bow to any other God but to you, O God. Instruct those that need to hear the word in the mighty name of Jesus. And incline those that are doers to do the do in the mighty name of Jesus. For we know, Lord God, in this hour, in this season, Lord God, that we must take action because we know that Satan comes to kill, steal, and to destroy, but not today in the mighty name of Jesus, not tomorrow in the mighty name of Jesus. There will be lost souls that will be brought to the kingdom of God for such a time as this, oh God. For you called us out for such a time as this, Lord God, not to hide in a box or hide in a building, oh God, but to go forth in the mighty name of Jesus to use all resources that you've given us in this hour, in this season, Lord God. We thank you, oh God, that you, oh God, my yes, yeah, oh God, we thank you today, oh God, my yes, oh God, we thank you, oh God, for even giving us the strategies in the mighty name of Jesus to move forth, oh God, to do what you have called us to do, for you are mighty in battle, oh God, you're mighty and you rule over everything, oh God. We pray in Jesus' name that you will touch the men, the women, the young people, the older, oh God, the nations and the creed and the races, every race in the mighty name of Jesus, to come into an alignment with you in the mighty name of Jesus, to shift from their own selves, oh God, and shift to you in the mighty name of Jesus. They will love us, Shandaya, that they will see that you are holy, that you are righteous, oh God, and that their steps are ordered by you in this hour, in this season, Lord. Yes, we will delight ourselves in you, oh God, and we thank you for the instructions that you're giving us in this hour, in this season, to wake up, oh God, out of our sleep in the mighty name of Jesus. For we know, Lord God, that there is constant speaking, oh God, of evil, oh God, but you shall prevail over all, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that humility shall be our portion in this hour, in this season. We thank you, oh God, that when we, Lord God, decrease, Father, you shall increase, oh God. So increase in your people right now, God. Let the anointing fall fresh on them today, oh God. Give them an amando rabakati, in the mighty name of Jesus, everything that they need as they equip themselves with the whole armor of God. Let, Lord God, the armor, Lord God, be, Lord God, in order in Jesus' name. Let it not expire in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, be, Lord God, rusty, oh God, for not using it the proper way, God. But, Lord, God, give us what your children need in the mighty name of Jesus. For we know that it is in your power and in your strength, oh God. We know, Lord God, that we don't want to walk around in this town, in this even, in this area, oh God, with itching ears, oh God, or with lazy worship and worship, Lord God, that is not conducive to bring your presence in, oh God, to where we are and where we dwell in the mighty name of Jesus. But Lord, we will not conform to this world, oh God, but we will be renewed. We will be conformed by the renewing of our minds in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us go back to the blueprint in Jesus' name. And God, give us, Lord God, a heart after yours and what breaks your heart, God. Let it break ours in Jesus' name, that we will not compromise, oh God, the word of God, but we will search you daily, diligently, oh God, and daily in the mighty name of Jesus. For we know that there's a fervency, oh God, because we know that the enemy is not playing games, God. And who are we to play games, oh God? For we are not children, Lord God, even though we're children that belong to you, oh God. But we will not be pawns in the hands of the enemy in this hour, in this season, Lord. But Lord, we thank you that you're equipping us and you're strengthening us, oh God, with your mighty hand, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that the strongholds are being brought down in the mighty name of Son, in the mighty name of Jesus, over our family, over our loved ones, over those that are in, Lord God, in places, Lord God, where they can't get out of, oh God, those, Lord God, that has been restricted, oh God, because, Lord God, no one has helped them in the areas of their life, oh God. But we thank you today, God, as we bow before you in humble adoration, oh God. We, Lord God, resist the enemy, oh God, that he will flee in this hour, in this season, Lord God, that the heaviness, oh God, oh, God, will be, Lord God, lifted up for your children, Lord God, and once they obey the principles and what you're calling them to do in this hour, in this season, Lord God, continue to give us the conviction to reach, oh, God, the unlovable, the untouchable, in the mighty name of Jesus, the unlikely, oh, God, because we don't know, Lord God, the day or the hour that you're coming soon, oh, God, so give us, Lord God, a heart after yours, oh, God, just as you preach the gospel of your word, oh, God, upon those, Lord God, that needed to hear, oh, God, and those that needed to be baptized by the Holy Spirit and by water, oh, God, we thank you today, God, that there will be a vibrancy, oh, God, for life-changing people, Lord God, wanting to move, Lord God, out of the old and into the new, oh, God, we thank you today, God, that we were set apart for such a time as this, oh, God, for we are peculiar in this hour, in this season, Lord, we don't look like what we've been through, God, and we give you glory and praise and honor, oh, God, that when we present ourselves and our testimony to those that need to hear, God, they will respond, what must I do to be saved, oh, God, we thank you, Lord God, that we will not hide ourselves, oh, God, our life under a bushel or under a table or under anything, oh, God, of embarrassment, God, but we will give you the glory and the praise, oh, God, because of you, oh, God, it was you that did it, oh, God, so give us the right perspective on today, God, as the man of God brings forth the word, oh, God, I thank you, oh, God, that you're giving him, Lord God, a stirring in his belly right now in Jesus' name, I thank you that you're giving him, Lord God, sound words, oh, God, that will bring, Lord God, deliverance on this line today, God, oh, I thank you, oh, God, that he will, Lord God, will not be censored, oh God. But God, I thank you that he will give the unadulterated word of God raw to those that need to hear it in Jesus' name and wrapped in love, oh God, to those that can receive it in the mighty name of Jesus. And those that don't receive it, oh God, we ask, God, that you will have mercy upon them, oh God. But they will be responsible for what they heard in this hour, in this season, Lord. We thank you, oh God, that you're going to do a work on this line today. Revival, Lord God, starts on the inside of us, so God, let the fire burn in the mighty name of Jesus from the inside out, oh God, that those that see us, oh God, wherever we go, oh God, yes, Lord, we belong to you. We give you glory and honor, oh God. Bless our families, bless our mothers, bless our fathers, bless our children, bless the spouses, bless the future spouses, bless the future, Lord God, of our children, Lord God, in our generation, oh God, when the enemy is trying to snatch them out, oh God, but the devil is a liar. We thank you, oh God, that we take authority over right now, God, that every life that needs to live in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, shall live and not die in this season. In this season, we give you glory and honor and praise in Jesus' matchless name. We pray, amen.
Been a drought for way too long. We need to sing our freedom song. Oh Lord, we need a touch from you. We really need a touch from you. Lord, we need to hear your voice. Our hearts are open, we have no choice. Oh Lord, we need a touch from you. We really need a touch from you. Send your last breath. No other one will ever do. We need your presence in this now. We need from you. We really need a touch from you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Prophetic Conference Line. Good morning, Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, people of God. We certainly thank God for another rise in him early this morning. Amen. Whatever city, state, time zone you have tuned in this morning, we say amen. To God be the glory. We bless God for you on today. My God, it's almost like it was just yesterday that I was sitting in this seat, sitting in this place, amen, to share a word from the Lord with the people of God. That's why we say time waits on no man. Amen. You have to get in the winds of God. And I certainly thank God for the prophetic winds that are blowing, the wind of change that is here. And we are certainly in it, beloved. And I bless the Lord on today, amen, that I am in the winds of God. Amen. I say I'm not coming back down the room with the chickens. I'm soaring with the eagles and I'm staying high. So I bless the Lord on today. We certainly give honor to God, amen, for this opportunity. Amen, to be able to come before you on today. We certainly give honor to the visionary of this conference line. Amen, the man servant, the man of God, our spiritual leader, Dr. Matthew. We bless God for him in his absence. Amen, to all of my kingdom brothers and sisters, to the kingdom leaders in their prospective places. Dr. Witz, we bless God for you, woman of God. Amen, Administrator Bryant, we bless the Lord for you, woman of God. Amen. To my wife, my queen, Prophet Simmons, we bless Lord for you, woman of God. To my spiritual daughter, Overseer Let, Angelus Piggott, we bless God for you, woman of God. On today, and to every person in their prospective places, we thank God for you tuning in this morning. There is a word from the Lord, and I thank God for being in a place to hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. Amen. To God be the glory, my God. I just bless the Lord for what the Lord is releasing in this hour. Amen. Father, we thank you for this opportune time that we come to share from this place. Father, I decrease, you increase. I get out of the way, God, you get in the way. Let your will be done. Let your words fall on good grounds today, God. I pray in the name of Jesus that you allow the hearers to take this word, make it applicable to their lives, that their lives will never be the same. As I'm reminded, God, through this conference line, at this moment, this time, for the prophet's touch. You know, one touch for you, our life will never be the same. And Father, I pray that you will touch your people on today, where they sit, where they lay, where they stand. Father, I ask you in the name of Jesus, let your spirit have free course on today. I decree and I declare it by faith. Now let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, your strength and our redeemer. God be the glory. Amen. All right. People, God, I'm not going to try to be before you long. I'm going to be obedient to the Spirit of God. And, amen, if the Lord keeps right on going, we're going to go. Amen. But if we're going to be in a place to share with you, amen, what thus saith the Lord, we're going to, amen, try to stay in the same flow as God been prompting in my spirit to lead us from this place. I believe on last month, amen, we shared with you about the now. We shared with you about the now. Amen. New opportunities waiting. I believe many of you, amen, is operating in your now. Amen. And I share with, amen, our local church. And last Sunday, I shared with them about you must sign in to get access. Amen. But you must make the right move. You have to make the right move in this hour, in this season that we're in, people of God. Many people have made the wrong move. They made bad choices and bad decisions that brought consequences that we're now dealing with today. We all been there and done that. But in this hour, hear me good, in this hour that we're in, we have to make the right move. And I believe you understand it even more, amen, through this prophetic word that God will allow me to release to you on today. I want to take you back to something because I ran across a prophetic word God gave me back in 2021. And I know it to be true. Because God don't lie, amen. He has prophets, amen, in the earth realm that he's using in this hour. When you're talking about prophetic people, we're talking about true prophetic people, men and women of God that he has handpicked and chosen, amen, to be his mouthpiece in the earth realm. And certainly we are in a paradigm-shifting people of God. Now, this is what the Lord revealed to me. He downloaded this into me. Now, let me say this. If you're religious, you're going to miss it, amen. If you come in today, carnal minded, if you come fleshly minded, you're going to miss it. If you come with a cap on your mind, you're going to miss it. I always say to our RTM family, amen, take the cap off your mind so God can download and send a deposit that you need of his wisdom, his knowledge, and his understanding that will help navigate you in the earth realm by his spirit. The prophetic word, it was a prophetic warning. The Lord said there will be 6 years of reset. This is what the Lord said now. Give his word on January the 2nd, 21. He said to reclaim and not to remain the same. Many people still remaining the same. He said, my grace is sufficient for thee. For I have graced my people for a time such as this. As my people position themselves to allow my glory to be revealed in the earth realm, I will show myself mighty and great in and through their lives, said the Lord. He said, for it is in me you shall live, move, and have your being. Told me to tell the people to walk in it. Walk in it. Because, beloved, always is fleshly or the natural or the physical is always the beginning of a thing and it's always the ending of a thing. But prophesy to yourself and say, not with God, because with God all things are eternal. Amen. Now, this is what the Lord said, and we're certainly in it. It began in 2020, people of God. Most of us saw what took place during, amen, the pandemic was what I call it. And many are still experiencing it even now. Just talking to so many people, dialoguing with so many people about what has befolded or unfolded in the earth realm, unprecedented things that are taking place. Amen. You see inflation, you see prices, all you see things, so many different things. Amen. Just unprecedented in this hour. So I just blessed the Lord on this morning. Like I said, I'm going in and out. Y'all give me a minute because I want y'all to make sure we get this word on today. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Thank God. All right, I'm back. Can you hear me? All right, bless the Lord. Man, I'm telling you, the enemy don't want to get this word out today. My God, y'all know, amen, we are in a powerful wind. We are in a powerful wind, but I just wanted to share that with the people of God until I got disconnected. But
we can hear you clearly, Apostle.
Okay. All right. Bless you, woman of God. Thank you. All right. To God be the glory. Amen. We're certainly in a paradigm shifting. Amen. I know many people look at the word paradigm shifting from many aspects or terminology. But the Lord popped in my spirit. Truly, it's not a cliche. There are many things that change. I share with the people about technology, different things that changed during the pandemic, that shifted so many people, that things that you used to do that are changing. It's slowly, some things are rapidly changing, some things are slowly changing. But God told me even in this paradigm shifting, there will be change that will be good for many and bad for others. And I want to be in the good change. I'm in the good change because we know God don't change. He's the same God today, yesterday, and forevermore. But there are things that are changing in the earth realm because of the hands of the enemy and the hands of man. Amen? So I bless the Lord on this morning. I'm going to try to take my time this morning, people of God, because it's all about when you are taught, trained, and equipped to become effective for the kingdom of God to make impact in the earth realm. Let me say that again. It's all about when you are taught, trained, and equipped to become effective for the kingdom of God to make impact in the earth realm. Amen. This is for every believer. This is not just for leaders. It's just not for office gifts or positions. It's for every believer. Amen. To be taught, trained, and equipped to become effective for the kingdom of God to make impact in the earth realm. I had to learn this on this journey, beloved, that even as believers, our main goal is to get to heaven, but God wants us to bring heaven into the earth. That's the main assignment, so we can really, amen, expand the kingdom of God in the earth realm. Amen? So I bless the Lord on today. All right, we're going to go through these scriptures. Again, those that missed what I shared on last month with the people of God across this line about now, new opportunities waiting. And I shared with the people of God, amen, on last Sunday, you must sign in to get access, make the right move. It's based upon the right move that you make this time. We're going to talk this morning, again, from this prophetic acronym. God always gives me the acronym. A-G. A-G. It's A-G this morning. Amen? When it's all God, granted, that's A-G. When it's all God, access, granted. It's all God. It's all God. A-G, that's all God. All God, access, granted. That's A-G. We ain't talking about AI now. But that's artificial intelligence. Many people are operating from the artificial intelligence. And I'm going to show you, and I'm going to break that down, amen, so you can get a better understanding where we're going spiritually versus what you see naturally and physically. Okay? And this is how God gave it to me. If you ever understand artificial intelligence in the earth realm, many of you, amen, see it. Many of you may have it. But it's really in the earth realm. Somebody just shared with me just on yesterday. Just shared with me how, amen, I think it's McDonald's. They were saying one of the McDonald's down the road from my job, how they have a robot at the McDonald's flipping burgers. I say, what? You telling me they get rid of the employees to get robots to flip burgers? It's happening, people of God. And I will just share with my wife and the people of God on the other day. I said, they're talking about, I know it's another state, they're talking about Domino's got these certain cars that, amen, they can deliver your pizza, nobody driving it. I say, what? Don't you send a Domino car to my house? I want to see a real person. Y'all know we're living in this age, beloved. I tell you, we're in the shifting. You want to be in a good shifting, amen, not the bad shifting. Things are unfolding in the earth realm. Amen. But when it's all God, access granted. All God. Now, let's go to the scriptures. These are the scriptures the Lord led me to. I'm going to two types of scripture. I may go through three. Amen. We're just building something here to take us somewhere. I want to go to Luke chapter number 5. And then we're going over to John Gospel, chapter number 21, and I may go to Romans 5, but just for your hearing, if those taking notes this morning, amen, we might go to the mountaintop, but we're going to stay in this place right here for a moment because God want us to get something from this to help us understand where we're at and where we're going. Because I always share with the people of God, it's not where you're at, but it's where you're going. And you got to know where you're going in God. Okay? I'm going to read this from the New King James Version. For as the multitude pressed about him to hear the word of God, that he stood by the lake, two boats standing by the lake. Fishermen had gone from them and were washing their nets. Then he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put food from the land. And he sat down and taught. He's from the boat. He had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. But Simon answered and said to him, Master, we have toiled all night for nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, because it is predicated upon your nevertheless, beloved. He said, at your word, I will let down. And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking. Signal to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord, my God. Verse 9, for he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish which they had taken. And so also with James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon, and Jesus said to Simon, do not be afraid. From now on you will catch men. So when they had brought their boats to land, they forsook all and followed him. All right, let's jump over to John chapter 21 and start at verse number 1. All right. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. And on this wise showed he himself. There were together Simon Peter, called Didymus, and Nathanael, Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said unto them, I go a-fishing. They say unto him, we also go with thee. For to a ship immediately, and that they caught nothing, my God. But when the morning was now come, stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus said unto them, children, they answered him, no. And he said unto them, cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find, my God. And they cast, therefore, they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Therefore, that disciple whom Jesus loved said unto Peter, it is the Lord. Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girt his fisher's coat to him, for he was naked, and did cast himself into the sea. And the other disciples came in a little ship far from the land, but as it were 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishes. As soon then as they were come, and they saw a fire of coals there, fish lay thereon and breathed. Jesus said unto them, bring up the fish which you have now caught. Simon Peter went up and drew the net full of great fishes, and and 50 and 3, 40. And for all, there were so many, yet a net broken. Said to him, to verse 12, Jesus said unto them, come and dine. And none of the disciples durst ask him who that it was the Lord. We're going to stop right there. We told you we're going to talk this morning from this prophetic acronym, AG, when it's all God, access granted. I say, wow. Beloved, we have to know and understand. We say you can engage the sound of God or you can reject the sound of God for every believer. That's why every believer needs a prophet in their life. Amen? Again, you won't get it in the religious settings. You won't get it in the traditional settings. You only can get it from a kingdom setting, a kingdom place. Amen? So whom much is given, much is required. It's not just for the leaders, not just for the pastors. It's for every believer in this hour. Amen? Listen to this. To become good. Amen? To become good, because everything has to be, listen to this, in order for something to become good, it has to be set in order. Oh, glory. Let me say that again. In order for something to become good, it has to be set in order. Love it. You must prophesy the right code places to get the access granted. Let me say it again. You must prophesy the right code, amen, in places of your life to get the access granted. People of God, anytime God is in something or someone, you can rest assured it's going to open up something good, something great, and powerful. It has to be all of God. So when you understand God, the Bible said, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Because they reject knowledge, he said he will reject thee. He will reject children, in so many words, is paraphrasing. He said, we're forever learned but never able to come into the knowledge of truth. Beloved, God is omnipotent. He's all-powerful. God is omniscient, all-knowing. He knows all things at all, because he's God. God is omnipresent. That means God is everywhere at the same time. God is in all places at all times. That's how powerful God is. God is Jehovah. He's Yah. He's God himself. He's the Godhead. Many people get it twisted. They get caught up, amen, in religion and doctrine, amen, dealing with the Trinity, the Godhead. He's the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. They are all of one, beloved. All right, we must understand the characteristics and the traits of our God. He is one in essence, three in person. Son and the Holy Spirit. The Bible says in Ephesians 4, right about the fourth verse, there is one body, one spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Just building people of God from this place so we can understand, amen, because I share with many people we have been lied to for so long, amen, about certain things when it's pertaining to God. That's why it's so important that in your relationship with God, in that place, building your relationship with God is where the mysteries, where the miracles, where the secrets are released. And I thank God for being in a relationship with him to understand what he's releasing in this hour, that he grant us access, that's GA, all of God, When I say all of God, amen, it can't be none of you, beloved. This has been the problem because we've been in the way. Our humanistic mind, our carnal mind, the things of us, we've been in the way. We understand God giving us free will choices, and people sometimes being led by their soulless nature, being led by their flesh, the carnal nature, amen, shifts them. That's why you have to prophesy to yourself and say, shift back. Hallelujah. Shift back into the spirit. Amen. As believers. Hallelujah. Beloved, we have to understand that we cannot settle for less, especially as we're coming to the ending of a year on the Gregorian calendar. So the people of God, I'm in Kairos. I'm on God's calendar. I'm in God's timing. I'm on my own man's schedule. Chronos, that's Chronos. You got to be in Kairos to understand, amen, that you don't operate from Chronos. So then you'll understand the timing and the movement of God. Amen? So you can't settle for less. I don't care where you're at in your walk with God according to your faith, because God will meet you where you're at to bring you up to that place in him. We're going to take you over, amen. We're going to deal with the narrative, amen, of what we're releasing today to bring you back to this prophetic place. Amen? See, understanding the teaching of Jesus and the miracles he performed. Trust me, beloved, it is still relevant for you, me, and any other believer that will believe God still works in the supernatural, using people that make themselves available for the task that's at hand. Thank God for sons of God, that's male and female. But they that are led by the Spirit are the sons of God. Amen? So when we understand from this place, let me give the definition so we can understand this. Again, we said the prophetic acronym for AG, all God, access granted. We said it ain't AI, artificial intelligence. It's not that. So we bless the Lord, amen, for releasing to us to give us access that is granted to us. Access is just to enter, just keeping it short. Granted means given. Now, we know God has given us access, amen, through his spirit. Let me show you according to the scripture because we got to take it to the word. Amen. Let's go to Romans chapter number 5. Giving you from a theological perspective, then we bring it back, amen, from a kingdom spiritual perspective. Amen. I want to show you here, Romans 5. And then listen to this in verse number 1, Romans 5. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation. You might be in some tribulation now. Knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope making not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Why we say it's important that you have the Spirit of God. But when we were yet without strength, in due time, just about in due time. In due time, Christ died for the ungodly. For a righteous man will die. Yet peradventure, for a good man, some would even dare to die. But God commended his love towards us in that while we were yet died for us. What's more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son. Much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Glory. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. Here it is, verse 12. Wherefore, as by one man sin enter into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed
upon all men, for that all have sinned. For until the law, sin was in the world. But sin is not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him who that was to come. But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, but more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, have abound unto many. And not as if it was by one that sinned, so it is the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. For if one man offends death, amen, with reign by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Glory to God. People of God, when it's all God, access is granted. This is why we have to understand, amen, no vision, the people perish. That means where there's no revelation. But the word lets us know, but happy, but blessed is he that keepeth the law. That's the law of God. That's spiritual. And when you understand the account, Luke Gospel gives the account of Jesus' life and ministry. John Gospel gives the deity of Jesus the Christ. So when you understand how Luke Gospel, it was orderly. It was an orderly, as many theologians and scholars would say. It was an orderly account. That's why we say everything that has to become good, it has to be in order. And God has to set it in order, beloved, because many things have been out of order and out of alignment. And we're going to show you how many people can shift, just like the disciples who became apostles. They shifted, amen, in the account, amen, of John, amen, because in Luke they became followers of Jesus Christ. He told them that they would become fishermen of men, but when Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection, amen, when the account happened, beloved, Jesus had not yet ascended. He was still in the earth. But because Jesus was not with them walking personally at that time, they shifted. They went back to the old doing, the old. Well, amen, they have not changed. Many people are still doing the same old stuff. But this is why we always say, if you won't change and change for good, amen, then you have to change. The disciples went back to doing the same old stuff. That's why we show you in Luke Gospel how they became followers of Christ. Then in John Gospel, amen, they went back out fishing again and caught nothing. My God. Many people wondering in their lives why they are not seeing the manifestation of God or seeing the glory of God being revealed in the earth realm is because they still doing the same old stuff. People of God, that's the revelation on today. All God can be all God. Many will say, how can it be all God? Moses wanted to see all of God. But during Moses' time, amen, the Holy Spirit had not yet come, but God gave him a glimpse of his backside. Amen. But now God has given us the Holy Spirit, which is in us. Why, he said, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. And that's why I think I shared with someone the other day, don't box God in. Amen. God is bigger than you. God is bigger than anyone else. God is bigger than your circumstance. He's bigger than your situation. I don't care what you see or how you look at it with your natural eyes. You got to see it from all God. Amen. That's how you get access granted. As I share with the people for how you're made up of three parts, your spirit, soul, and body. I say the soul standing between of the spirit and of the body, which is the flesh, is caught between two opinions. Which one will it serve? Which one will it follow? Many will call it dichotomy. Others will call it trichotomy. But you got to understand the totality of how God has established us, the human body, amen, even his body, which is the church, the ecclesia, the called out one. It has to be all God. Access granted, not based upon our opinion, not based upon our thoughts, but it's based upon the mind, the counsel, and the will of God. That's why you got to prophesy to yourself, get the right code. I was sharing with the church on last Sunday. I said, I remember as a being in high school and grade school, how they used to give us combination locks. And I told them you had to make the right move. Combination locks, you know, we had to put them on our lockers and lock up certain things. When I was playing sports, we had to lock up our certain gear. We had no combination locks, and you have to have the code, the numbers. Amen. Then you got to turn that dial to certain. You got to turn it a certain way. Amen. And that's why it can't be your way. It has to be God's way. When you turn it the right way, amen, and then you hear that click that you pull that lock down and it comes open, those numbers, and you click it and it turn it the right motions in the right direction, it gives you access. Access means that it has been granted to you, is now open. That's why many of you are under open heaven. Many of you, God has set before you open doors. Now, you'll understand it spiritually, symbolic, and sacred from this place through the word today, how the disciples were able to catch fish and how they were able to become great fishermen of men. Hey, glory. God is searching the earth. His eyes are to and fro. He's beholding the good and the evil. So this is why we have to understand it, beloved. See, when we look at the things that have transpired throughout the word of God, he said in this particular chapter, text of Gospel of John, it's where John 21, where it reveals God's plan and purpose for the forming of the nation of Israel. Israel apostle had went back to the original way of doing things. That's that what we call fleshly fishing. That's that carnal, because I'm a fisherman. Amen. I'm a master fisherman when it comes to the natural part of fishing, understanding the species of fish. Amen. A true fisherman knows the species of fish. Many people that go fishing, they might catch a shark and think it's a fish. Amen. You mess with that thing you want to, I'll tell you that thing will bite you. That's why you got different species in the church. Amen. It's supposed to be believers. Amen. You mess with the wrong one, that thing will bite you, because it could be a wolf in sheep clothing. So here it is. He said it was what they knew. That was their old life. That was the human wisdom, the will to fleshly fishing. That's why in Luke 5 and 1, 3 years prior to Jesus calling the men to become fishermen men, these men, we say they were what? They were fishermen by trade, master fishermen. That's why many of you, you have talents, you have gifts. You can master those things. But until it becomes all God to interrupt your schedule, to interrupt your program, to interrupt the thing that you are familiar with, to interrupt the thing that you're common with, amen, to allow him to step in to give the key, to give the word, because we're going to show you in a minute. Fill yourself today. You don't want to return empty, because this is what the disciples, when they went out fishing, this is what happened. They returned empty. They didn't catch nothing. Now, I said to my mind, as I put myself in this text and put myself in this story, I said, now, these are master fishermen. They supposed to know where the fish is biting. They supposed to know where the fish, where they swim in school. They know where the fish is hibernating. They know where the fish are gathering. They know where, so they, when they drag their nets, they ought to be able to catch fish. But the Bible said they pulled all night. Here goes Jesus coming up on the scene in Luke's gospel. Guess this prophetically, people of God. Jesus coming up on Luke's gospel, he's seeing the men cleaning their nets. Many people, that's why you see many pastors and leaders, amen, they're throwing in the towel, they're giving up, amen, of pastoring, they're giving up leading of people. Many people are walking away because of pressure, amen. Y'all know pressure as the old people say, will burst the pipe. Many people will break under pressure. Amen. So that's why we say when it's all God, I don't care how much pressure comes, you won't break. I tell somebody I won't break in this hour. Amen. I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's anxiety. I don't care if it's things that I'm challenged with in this life. Beloved, if God be for me, who can be against me? So this is why we have to understand the order of God. Setting everything in divine alignment, because divine alignment and divine order is key for everything we do in the kingdom of God, beloved. Because we can keep right on doing religious old practices. We can keep going through the rituals. We can keep going through the ceremonies. We can keep going through all of these things. People of God getting the same old results. What? Nothing. As I stated before, God's main concern is about soul. He want to become the bishop of our soul. So this is why he was teaching the disciples to become fishermen of men. It really wasn't about catching fish, because he knew that they were master fishermen, that they knew how to catch fish. But they didn't catch anything, beloved. They tore all night. Didn't catch nothing. They was up cleaning their nets. I said many people are throwing in the towel. That's why people are saying, I don't want to go back to church. I don't want church anymore. And then the unbelievers are watching us as the believers when we're supposed to be setting the example of God in the earth. So they're watching our lives because we're on display. They're watching us. They're seeing us murmuring and complaining. They're seeing the attributes and the characteristics of us and the things that they have heard down through the years about God. They're saying to themselves, if that's God, I don't want it. They're seeing breakups. They're seeing separation. They're seeing people struggling. They're seeing people sick, afflicted. They're seeing people going through this. They're seeing people going through that. But tell somebody, prophesy to yourself on this morning, beloved, and say, when it's all God, access granted. Everything in God, beloved, is a miracle waiting to be released for you. I'm going to prophesy this morning. AG, it's all God, access granted. Amen. We're going to drop these prophetic nuggets. I call it kingdom principles to you. Amen. I said I wasn't going to be before you long. Amen. And just let the Holy Spirit have his way this morning. Listen to this, beloved. Number one, you must be willing to give God something to work with. That is your life. Jesus had the ship. He had the boat. He used the boat to teach the multitude. He had to push the boat. They pushed the boat a little ways from the shore. According to the scripture, that's what the scripture says in Luke 5 and 3. He says, then he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and said, ask him to put it a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the multitudes from the boat. You got to give God something to work with. Even though you may not have a physical boat, which I work on boats and yachts, you have to be the boat. You have to be the vehicle that God can use as a mouthpiece, as a vehicle, as an instrument of righteousness, that when you open up your mouth, it's the oracles of God, it's the word of God, it's the message of God, it's the prophetic words of God, amen, to begin to release unto the people. But there's a dying people out there, and they're certainly dying in the church. I said, my God, we know we have to die, amen, to the flesh, but we shouldn't be dying in the spirit, beloved. So we have to give God something to work with. When we give God something to work with, we got to give him our all, our time, our talent, and our treasure. Amen? And somebody holding back their portion in this hour. Amen? Just ask Ananias and Sapphira. Amen. When they went before the man of God, they held back their portion. Thank God for grace and mercy. Ain't nobody falling dead. Yes, it is. Somebody say, man, they're falling dead all around the place. My God. You have to give God something to work with, beloved. So when you give God something to work with, your life as an instrument, as a sacrifice, Jesus paid the ultimate sacrifice, beloved. So when you now present your bodies, the scripture said in Romans 12, 1 and 2, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy. You got to put holy in there because the Bible reminds us, without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. We ain't talking about holiness by denomination, beloved, but we talking about holiness with a lifestyle. That's the characteristic of God. These are the traits of God, which is your reasonable service. Then he goes into the latter verses too. He said, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove that perfect and acceptable will of God. What is that? It's in divine order, divine alignment. Philippians 2 and 5, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. That's the counsel and the will of God. Church, beloved, the world. Sacrifice to the world as many is doing in this hour. They want to eat you up and spit you out. That's what the enemy want to do. That's why he play on your mind. He play on your psyche. He play through your vision. He play through your hearing, and he plays through your mouth. That's why many people are seeing, hearing, and speaking out things that are not of God. Speaking life or death. Speaking blessings or cursing. So this is why you have to understand, beloved, to give God something to work with. When you give him your life, how is it that you can give your life to a man or a woman and won't give it to God? My God. Hey, what about God? How can you give your life, amen, to your boss, to your supervisor, to your career, to your job, and will not give it to God? In him we live, move, and have our being. Must be willing to give God something to work with. You want God to work it? Tell somebody to work it. God, work me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody said you ain't got to put the work in. I'm telling you this hour, you better put the work in. You better put the work in the word. You better work the word. Amen. You better work prayer. Amen. I thank God for prayer. I thank God for my spiritual daughter standing on her watch, standing on her on the wall, being an intercessor, being a prayer warrior, interceding and praying. Amen. Praying for her leader, praying for the body of Christ, praying for this nation, praying for our cities, praying to our community, that we see miracles, signs, and wonders following them that believe. If you don't believe it, people of God, close your book. Number two, prophetic point. You must be willing to hear the sounds of God. And the prophetic men and women of God have been talking about the sound of God. By Luke 5 and 4, you got to understand. He said when he had stopped speaking sound, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. That's hearing. Faith cometh by hearing, beloved. Hearing by the word of God. Hearing, that's what sound, when sound comes out. It has to be a sound from heaven. It has to be a sound from instruments that God can trust. I've been reminded of people, you've been listening to many legal sounds. You've been following, amen, many sounds that's not of God. And always break it down for this aspect. You have your sound. You have the enemy sound. You have the world sound. You have your friend's sound. You have God's sound. And it's been released, and you got to navigate through all of those sound, all of those voices, to hear the voice of God, to hear the sound of God, that it's being released from a accurate, it's being released, amen, from a clear place. I will bring you into a accurate, amen, and clear understanding. Why we say wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom, and all thy getting, get what? Understanding. Hallelujah. Peter said, nevertheless, Master, first he said, Master, we have toiled all night. That's his fleshly, his carnal nature speaking. Because many of you saying, well, I ain't seen God move yet. I ain't seen God, amen. I ain't seen the manifestation. I ain't seen God's hand, amen, for my life. I ain't seen this happen for my life yet. I ain't seen this happen yet. Many people are still seeking and searching. Beloved, you have to trust God. Put your confidence in God, hearing the voice of God. You in a 24-hour day, that's the man's number, 6. 2 and 4 is 6. 24 hours that he has granted us. But in God's timing, there's no time. That's eternal. So when you tap into that place, beloved, spiritually, sacred, symbolic, God can speak to you from that place. You get, you getting your soul mixed up with your spirit. with the Spirit. So this is how we're making bad choices and decisions. This is how the disciples, amen, they went back to their old ways. Amen. After 3 years of following Christ, becoming followers of Christ, becoming men of God that were able to catch now men to win them over into the kingdom of God, you now shift from your place, your position, and your posture in the kingdom of God. You going back to your fleshly and carnal ways to now go back fleshly fishing and still catch nothing? Why? Have you, man of God, taught a message, powerful message on Thursday night? Why? Amen. Have you considered why? Amen. God even gave me the acronym for why. Why? My God. Who's hindering you? What's hindering you? When heaven yields, because heaven is certainly yielding. Some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. Amen? It's whatever fold you want to be in. I want to be in the 100-fold. So that's why I present my body to God as a living sacrifice. I become that seed, beloved, so that when what? When God sends the increase, I'm in it. Oh, glory. Now, they certainly caught a lot of fish through the obedience of the sound that was released. It was certainly released. Peter said, nevertheless, it's predicated upon your nevertheless. I don't care what you're going through this morning, beloved. I don't care what somebody told you this morning. I don't care what you told yourself. The nevertheless is predicated upon you hearing the voice of God. Many are hot between two opinions in the body of Christ in Christendom at this hour. They don't know where to turn. They don't know who to turn to. They told me to take the shot. They told me to do this. They told me to do that. And things that even unfolded coming out properly for my life. I was having a conversation with someone on yesterday that told me the incident that took in place because of what's still going on in the land, beloved. So this is why we got to trust God. Many people are trusting so many other people. They're trusting government. They're trusting CDC. They're trusting the World Health Organization. They're trusting the pharmaceutical industry. Some people even trusting their money. Amen? They say government put God in God. We trust on the money, but it only, amen, trust the money because the money system is selling. Y'all see banks collapsing, but they're going to collapse. I'm going to get something free in this hour. Hallelujah. But that's where government's going to step in. And when government step in, y'all better look out. I told y'all about the anti that's here in the nation, the anti that's in the earth realm. Pay attention and listen to the prophets, what the prophets are releasing. It's unfolding right before our very eyes. Everything is in plain sight, but it's hidden. That's why we need prophets that will send release clarity and revelation of what God is saying in this hour. You must be willing to hear the sound of God. Number three, you must be willing to obey him at all costs. Beloved, this is your nevertheless attitude and response. Find Luke 5 and 5. When Peter answered and said to him, Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down my net. I will let down the net. Beloved, you got to let down your net in this hour. And you got to trust God at his word. Come into obedience. The Bible reminds us, even as the prophet Samuel spoke to King Saul, he said, what he said? He said, it's better to obey than to sacrifice, even to hearken ram, in so many words. It's better to hearken than to really present rams as a sacrifice. You have to be that sacrifice, beloved, amen, to obey God at his word. Did not Isaiah 1 and 19 remind us, if you're willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land, beloved? I want to eat real good in this hour. Amen. If you ever take some good fish, beloved, amen, you get some good fish, amen, I'm talking about some fresh fish, amen, fresh manna. When you get fresh fish, beloved, it's real good. I hear my grandma always say, I'm ready for the Friday night fish fry. I'm ready for the Tuesday night fish fry. When you get a good fish, I ate some fish last night. Maybe that's why I'm hyped up. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. You, when you're willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Because if Peter had not obeyed the Lord, beloved, he would not be able to catch any fish. But it was at his nevertheless that he obeyed the Lord and what Jesus spoke to him. Cast your net. then when you go over to John's gospel in 21, they went out again for it all night. They didn't catch nothing. But in the midst of their obedience, this time Jesus told them, he said, throw your nets on the right side. Beloved, it got to be on the right side this time. Amen. That's why Jesus seated at the right hand of God. He's seated at the right hand of the throne of God. And that's why he got to be the right one in you. There are many spirits gone out. This is why you got to test the spirit by the spirit, which is singular, to see whether it be of God. There are many spirits gone out. False prophets, false apostles, false teachers. They're gone out. They're in the land, beloved. There's an anti-spirit that's in the land that's deceiving many people. That's why y'all see laws are changing. I share prophetically what God showed me concerning laws being legislated in the land, people of God, when he took me into the Capitol building and showed me those white caskets laid on the Capitol ground. People of God, he said it's because laws being legislated from this place is bringing forth death. Spiritually and physically. That's why you see people falling off the scene, people leaving the scene. Death has hit the earth realm. Come on, apostles. You must be willing to obey him at all costs, predicated upon your attitude and your response towards God. Amen? Number four, you must be willing to humble yourself unto God. Luke 5 and 8 reminds us. It's what Peter did. He said, when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees saying, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. This in your humility, you got to humble your mind and your heart. As I told the people about another prophetic dream that I had concerning my best friend and his passing, a man passing at the age of 37 years old, young man. But it was all about the heart and the mind. It's all about the heart and the mind, beloved, in this hour. Amen? That you trust God, because in the heart it matters. In the mind it matters. That's why you got to take on the mind, the counsel, and the will of God so it can get in your heart. Because the heart is desperately wicked. Who shall know it? God. That's what Ezekiel said. God is the only one that can understand your heart. You can hide from man. That's what bothers me, beloved, that people will laugh in your face, but behind your back will speak out against you, will try to sabotage you, will just try to throw darts in your back, but laughing in your face. Tell somebody, I'm going to get the last laugh in this hour. Hey, shake what I buy. Hallelujah. It bothers me. It just hurts my spirit to see people operating from that place. Amen. If you're a believer in the kingdom of God, just be authentic in your what? In your, I hear Dr. Matthew talking about, amen, in your flawness. Just be authentic and let God work on you. You just humble yourself. Humble your heart, humble your mind. And when you humble your heart and humble your mind, God will grant you access. Because you're now saying, God is no longer my will. Let your will be done. Jesus said it when he was in this fleshly suit in his earthly body, being God in the flesh. He said, Father, not my will. Let your will be done. He gave it in a model prayer. Let thy will be done in heaven as it is in earth. Beloved, that's why it has to be all of God. You must humble yourself. 1 Peter 5 and 6 lets us know. It reminds us, humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. He may exalt you in due season. I thank God that I'm in the right timing and the right season of my life. That's why I say I'm in Kairos, not in Kronos. When you're in Kairos with God, beloved, amen, God will grant you access. People be standing in their mind and thinking. They be saying, well, why you ain't got this and why you ain't got that? Why you ain't done this and why you ain't done that? You know what I tell them? Mind your own business. Take 6 months and leave mine alone, and take the other 6 months and mind yours. Hallelujah. You ain't won't have time, amen, to worry about me. Amen. As long as I'm in the kingdom, because Jesus said, long as he's doing my will, leave them alone. They're not against us. They're for us. Leave them alone. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. You must be willing to humble yourself. Many people not being exalted. God told me on the other night, amen, that many that exalt themselves, they're coming down. That's why I told y'all prophetically, you're going to see powerful, influential leaders coming down. They're going to be slowly coming off the scene. amen, because they took the place of God. People set them on pedestals, amen. That's why you got to be careful how you set men and women of God up on pedestals. It's good to give honor where honor is due, but you got to be careful that they take the place of God. And this is what has happened, amen, for centuries and decades. And you tell me that the pandemic, amen, didn't wake the church up when you saw leaders go off the scene and leaders still trying to go back to do the same old stuff, trying to pimp the pews, trying to play on the minds of the people, and the people trying to play on the minds of the pulpit. The devil is a liar. Tell somebody it has to be all God to get access. You think access is to your material things. You think access is to your money. No, beloved, access is to the kingdom of God, to the throne room of God, to God himself. As he said, if you seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, he said everything else will be added unto you. That's why I don't worry about money. I don't worry about material stuff. No more. It's good to have those things because God promised. Those are promises of God. That's yesterday, man. He promised that to us. Long we look up to him, and long we walk humbly before him, that men can read our lives. If they're reading anything else but God concerning your life, you're in trouble, beloved. Number five, you must be willing to follow the Lord. By Luke 5:11, it says, so when they have brought their boat to the land, they forsook all and followed him. They forsook mama, daddy. They forsook their careers. They forsook everything. That's a measure of faith that we have, because God has given us a measure of faith, beloved. That's why we said on last month, it's now, because now faith puts you into that place. Now faith is a substance. I need substance in this hour. It's a substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. You ain't seen it yet. It may not even happen yet, but tell somebody it's about to happen for me. It's going to happen for me because I put my confidence and my trust in God. I operate from a now faith place. I operate from belief in God. I operate from following his will. I operate from following his spirit. You got to be led by the spirit of God. Don't be led by your emotions. Don't be led by your feelings. As I always ask every covenant partner that become part of our ministry, amen, did God lead you in fear, or you came out of your emotion because you were hurt? Did you come because you needed something? Did you come to this ministry, amen, to spy out? What you come to this ministry for? Because most people that come for something, they need something. Or if they don't come to need something, then guess what? We're in trouble. I ain't gonna say we, me, about in trouble. If they don't let your guards down, the enemy's in disguise. But thank God. Tell somebody, thank God that it's AG. All God. You can take this acronym, this prophetic acronym. It's all God. And it will give you access. Access is granted. I was sharing with the people of God on last Sunday about technology, computer systems, and all of this technology we have, cell phones and these iPads and all of these video games and different things that kids, the young kids have, that many of you are going out buying for, amen, the holidays, amen, in this out spending a lot of money that they're going to play with for a season. But here, check this out. In this technology, I was sharing with them about the phone, how the phone, amen, if you don't put a code in it, a passcode or a password or a username, amen, you could get blocked out. Many people are blocked out in this hour. They're blocked out. They don't have access because, amen, they're operating from a corner of fleshly place. This is what the disciples done when they got over into John's gospel after 3 years of walking with the Lord. You've seen his miracles. You've seen his signs of wonders. You've now become fishers of men. You shifted back. Tell somebody, don't shift from that place. Don't shift from your posture. Don't shift from your position. I want to see the miracle, signs, and wonders happening for my life. So I got to follow the Lord. You've been following man. You've been following government. You've been following this leader. You've been following that leader. All on social media, following this leader, following that leader, and all these gimmicks. Tell somebody, I ain't got no gimmicks in this hour. I'm packed with power. And when you're packed with power, beloved, amen, God will grant you access. That's the G-A. Because why? I'm sorry, this is the A-G, the all God. Amen? When it becomes all God, access is granted. My God, I said I want to be for you long. We're about to bring you in. So you got to prophesy to yourself in this hour, beloved. Here's the peace that will give you peace and hope. It will give you a peace of mind, because many people need a peace of mind in this hour. I was talking to my barber on yesterday. Amen. He needed a peace of mind because he said he was sharing with me how many people are coming. Amen. He's getting coached with, amen, coming through, having conversation with them, cutting their hair, and find out he gets phone calls that they're leaving off the scene. And then because death is hitting every week, he was sharing with me how this family, how they end up catching COVID. He said the mother caught COVID. The oldest son caught COVID first and gave COVID to the mother and the youngest brother. And he said in the midst of that, the oldest brother, I think he was like 30 years old, the oldest brother, as he got sick, then he ended up getting on a respirator. And the doctors gave up on him, so the mom had to go in to make a decision, amen, to take him off life support. And when the younger brother went in with him, beloved, this is how we're in a 911 church. This is how we're in a 911, beloved. Amen. When the mother went in to make a decision to take the older brother off the life support, the younger brother couldn't handle it. So the younger brother left the hospital, driving wherever he was going. Beloved, he hit a tree. He died. So the mother got to bury two sons. Isn't that a tragedy? And somebody says it's been happening for centuries and decades. People have got minds of being messed up. People, it's critical in this hour that it has to be all God. And as I encourage the brother, man of God, you got to trust God. You got to turn to God. You got to lead on him, because he's the only one that can give us the prescription for what we're going through in this hour. It's anxiety. It's hurting us. We're in pain. We're dealing with all this different stuff, that because we're seeing people that we know, people that we love, going off the scene because of things that have hit the earth realm by the hands of the enemy. But tell somebody, my God is all powerful. He's powerful. He's more powerful than the enemy. So this is why we got to recognize. And the last piece we want to leave with you, beloved, just come and dine with the Lord. All he asks you, come to the table where the feast is spread, where the feast of the Lord is going on. Get at a table where you can eat real good. Don't be eating from everybody's table. When Jesus laid it out for them, he said, bring your fish over here. He had fish on the fire and bread. Fish is important. Bread is important. Amen, because that's your substance in this hour. Spiritually, that is important, amen, for even the anatomy of your human body. Then it's important for the spiritual part of your body. You got to catch the revelation, because the Bible said Jesus had to let the enemy know, man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. That's the bread of heaven. That's the bread of life. That's the sincerity of truth. People of God, you got to receive it for yourself on this morning. Dine at the Lord's table. I tell the people, it's good to have a good hoop and a good holler, a good screaming, but you better give me some substance in this hour. I need substance, amen, that's going to help carry me out throughout the day, help carry me throughout the week, help carry me throughout the month, help carry me throughout the year, so I can be the best me in God. Critical. I could tell you something to stroke your ego, give you itching ears, make you feel good, and you go back out not knowing and understand what I just released to you. And I just released to you some powerful prophetic points, a place of understanding. And I believe Army has a logo, a slogan, be the best you, or something like that. I used to come out with the commercial. I can't think of it. I'm a doctor, which may know it's your military. Hallelujah. But you got to be the best that you can be in this hour in the kingdom of God. Don't go back to the old. Your old was yesterday. Yesterday is gone, beloved. I'm prophesying to somebody now. Your yesterday gone. Whatever transpired last night, whatever transpired last week, whatever transpired last month, whatever transpired last year, let it go. You are in your new. Behold, I will do a new thing. I'm in it now. Today is a new day. I'm up in it, and I'm walking in it. Because why? I trust all of God. If I trust part of me, guess what? I second guess myself. Miss granted to me. Given the grace and mercy, thank God for it. But I miss everything that God has for me. We've got to trust God in this hour. Let it be all of him. And I guarantee you, I always say one of my mottos, you get out of the way, God will get in the way. You decrease, he'll increase. Take this word today. make it applicable to your life. Watch the manifestation, the fruition come for your life. That's the word of the Lord on today. I pray that you've gotten something out of this word today. Ye, oh God, access granted. It's yours today. Walk in it. It's a new day for you. Walk in it, beloved. If you're not saved, I'm tired of spinning wheels. I'm tired of going around this mountain. I'm tired of dealing with this same old mess. Lord, I need a change. The change is here for you today. You receive it today, the word of the Lord, for the people of God. Bless you. Minister, we'll take a conversion. We'll come right back.
Join Prophet Laron Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to Laron Matthews on Facebook and Laron Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.werestoreyou.org. That's werestorethelletteru.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
All right, God bless you. Minister to Bright, we have any, amen, run over to the chat room of the blog chat on this morning.
God bless you, Apostle Simmons, and God bless everyone that's listening on the line this morning. We welcome everyone that's listening in the chat room and on the live line this morning. In the chat room of Apostle Simmons, there's a statement that says, God bless you, man of God. We followed you all year long, and we're looking forward to 2023.
All right. To God be the glory. Bless you on today. Hallelujah. Thank God. Man, wow. Bless the Lord. That's a blessing that God is using in this hour. Thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. If you're on the blog side, you got a question or comment this morning, you can hit one and you can come right on there before we go to the conference line. Amen. Hallelujah. Shukura bakata. Yes, Lord, I want to prophesy, pray for some people today. Thank God, I feel in my spirit. Amen. We know the prophetic portals are open, so I just bless the Lord. Amen. If you're on the conference line, you can start sitting, open your line up. You can come right on in, you got a question, comment, or you desire your prayer this morning. Hallelujah.
Phenomenal morning to you, Apostle Simmons, and Prophet Simmons and all that is on the line, our leader, our pastor, Dr. Prophet Laron. Sir, definitely must you confirmed a lot for me today. God bless you. I pray God continues to open the windows of heaven upon you, your wife, your family, household, and ministry. Because the Lord gave me, he's been saying to me about 2023 being set free. You really, really confirmed about the access being granted and us being in order, because we have to be set free from the bondages of ourselves. Many times we want to blame man and others for the bondage that we're in, but a lot of times it was the choices we made that put us out of order, and with God wanting us, bringing us back in order. So we just have to repent, but thank you for the words and those points also, too. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you as well, woman of God. Even while you was talking, I hear the Spirit of the Lord say he's going to accelerate you in the 2023 year on the Gregorian calendar. It's going to be a powerful year for you, woman of God. That's why at the end of this year, you went through some challenges at that financial situation. There's some things that even hit your family life. But God said it's only part of the preparation what he's about to take you into. I don't even know if you're seeking God concerning a new place, concerning your business. Woman of God, I see in the realm of the spirit, it's like expansion. God is opening. It's almost like it's going to be a business, but it's all going to be used as ministry. It's going to be opened up because so many people are going to be drawn to you. It's like I see a magnet. You're a magnetic force where many are going to be drawn to you, woman of God, and God going to give you the word to prophesy, to speak into their lives, and their life is never going to be the same. It's not common or unusual that your hands are on people's heads. Woman of God, God going to use you so powerful. He's just only teaching, training, and equipping you to be effective as the prophet, the prophetess that he has called you to be, because you are a sound in the earth realm that's going to shift, shake everything that the enemy tried to do concerning people's lives, even in your family. Some things that you've been praying and interceding, you've been in a quiet place with God concerning family members, woman of God, by the end of 2023, you're going to see a dramatic shifting and change. It's going to be a good change, too. So God honor, and he heard, and he's going to allow the prayers that you have sent up to him. He heard you the first time, woman of God. As I share with the people, this is for you. Seemed like your delay, some things been delayed, but woman of God, it has not been denied. You trust God, watch what God should do for you in the 2023 year. You already seeing some of it come into fruition, and he's not finished with you yet, according to government officials nor city officials. God said, I still need you as my mouthpiece that will cause change on board. Hear me good. What I hear the Lord said, I need you as a mouthpiece. Don't look at credentials. Don't look at titles. Don't look at who you are. You're my vessel. You're my instrument. You're my mouthpiece because you carry a sound that will bring change, that will cause a shifting, amen, across the board in your region. Mark my word, woman of God. You need to mark this day. So when you start seeing it come to pass, you can say, wow, Apostle Simmons told me on such and such day that this is what the Lord said. Watch. Watch, woman of God. It come to pass. Bless you on today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for her life now. I pray in the name of Jesus that you set a hedge of protection around her and the weapon formed against her shall be able to prosper. God, I decree and I declare as your servant on today, even as your son, Father, I decree now in the name of Jesus the blessings of you, because you said the blessings of you make us them rich and add no sorrow. God, I thank you for her walking in her wealthy season in this hour. God, I pray that every need is met financially. I pray that every door that you have set before her is open now. I pray, God, that you allow heaven to continue to stay open over her. And, Father, that you will continue to allow your angels to ascend and descend for her behalf. I decree and I declare it by faith that it is so. Walk in it, woman of God. Walk in it in Jesus' name. It's not a cliche. It's the word from the Lord. Bless you on today. Hallelujah.
God bless you. I receive that word. God was right on time with you today.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We receive it, Father. Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Bless
the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. And it is so. It is so. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. Good morning, Apostle. God bless you.
Good morning, Apostle. This is your spiritual daughter, Prophetess May Beth Barrios.
I bless you, woman of God.
Good morning. When you begin to speak, I was sharing with Prophetess Simmons, saying that God finally revealed the in revelation to me about the net, and it has been blessing me, and I've been just typing and typing and writing it down, because when you said something, it just sparked. You said that they were cleaning the net, and then all of a sudden, my Holy Spirit just dropped on me that you can't fish with a dirty net. And he began to talk about the vessel of the person. You can't fish without a dirty net. And he says, and even when you're fishing in those waters, you have to make sure that what you are fishing in, that you don't bring back the contamination of it. They sit there and they clean the nets because, you know, even though they're fishing in the salt waters, that if you don't get that salt off in the waters that you're fishing in, that they will erode and corrode the nets. And also, that's the time they also mend the nets. So any part that is broken that you have to mend. And I was like, wow, God, I have to make sure that my net is always clean when I'm fishing so I don't contaminate the fish. And I have to make sure that there's not a broken part of me that is catching the fish.
My God.
Because sometimes the fish that you're trying to catch, they will fall back into the world because we're fishing with brokenness. And so when you're trying to bring them in, they're not coming in because they are going back out through the brokenness that they experienced through you. And so that whole revelation was just been blowing my mind about the cleanliness of your net. And wow. Are you fishing with a broken net where we will lose the people back through? So that just really blessed me. You were speaking all Bible. And it was just blessing me this morning. So I pray continuous blessings on you and Prophetess Eugenie.
Amen. Bless you, woman of God. It's so good to hear you. I know I have a word for you because you did in my spirit. And I asked my wife about you the other day. But here is peace. And I know that you could be a fisherman, even being a woman, because you don't find too many women that fish. You are a fisherman, so you understand the species of fish and understand the waters. So now I know that's why God gave you that revelation. But, woman of God, the enemy is after your sound. The enemy is after your sound, so that's why he is trying to afflict you. But notice to be true that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God shall deliver us out of them all. Be careful, be watchful, be sober in the realm of the spirit, woman of God, for the prophets that you are, because the enemy is trying to muzzle your sound. Don't allow him to muzzle your sound in this hour. You cry loud and bear not. You decree, you declare what thus says the Lord. And woman of God, as you continue to stay in a consecrated place, I'm telling you, God will have you seated high. That's why anytime you stay in that place with God, when you're in that place with God, the more humble you go, the more higher he takes you in the realm of the spirit. And that's what he's doing for you, woman of God. And not only he doing it for you, but tell your husband, get ready. He might as well get ready. Don't sit back. What I call, there's somebody said any word, but yesterday is like the days. Don't tell him, don't get comfortable. Because you got to go as a team. The team always win. I thank God for Team Simmons. We always win when the enemies say no, God say yes. When people don't understand it, hey, God already giving you the understanding. You just walk in it. Woman of God, I bless God for you on today. Walk in it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord on today. All right. Anyone else? Hit one on the... If you're on the blog side, if you're on coffee line, star 6, and come right on in.
Good morning, Apostle.
God bless you, woman of God.
Oh, my goodness. I'm already stared up. I've been stared up forever. I mean, all morning long.
You ain't going to sleep last night, did you? You ain't going to sleep last night, did you?
I did, and then I woke up.
Bless God for you.
Yes, sir. I am like, wow. What you spoke on today has been so powerful, even with the AI, all God. And thinking about how the artificial intelligence tried to take over the system of this world through our technology, through social media. I was looking at something the other day with this design system software that I use, and I saw that it said allow the AI to use your words or to give you words to say. But I was sitting there thinking to myself, no, I'm not going to let them give me words. I need to use the word of God. I said I had to switch that thing around and allow the word of God to give me the words that I need to say when it comes to being creative with certain things that he has put on the inside of us. And that's it's so crazy that nowadays we don't realize that these artificial intelligence is in the land. Just like you were saying just about the robots and these automatic things coming in and delivering your food. They got it on university campuses right now. You know, and the kids don't have to go get outside of their house, their dorms. They can just order the food from their phone, and the machine will be, the little robot thing will come to wherever the dining area, the dining facility, the people will put the food in there, and it'll deliver to a certain location where the students can come and pick up their food. I think that's lazy, but anyways, that's just me. But today we have to wake ourselves up because there's so much stuff that's going on in the land. And you are so right, Apostle. We cannot eat from everybody's table because not everybody's hands are clean.
I'll get sick.
Not everybody's hands are clean. They come in a form of godliness, but deny the power thereof. And so we have to be able to have discernment, you know, to know what is of God and what is of not God, because everything we digest is not always good. And we know that from just eating food, period, when you have food poisoning. You know, so we got to make sure in this hour of the season that we follow, you know, and have the full access from God to be able to be effective in the kingdom of God for this hour and this season. So I just thank God for you. I thank God for Prophetess. I thank God for Restoration of Truth Ministries. I thank you for Prophet LaRon Matthews for this platform, because people need to hear the sound, you know, uncensored, you know, because too many times we patty cake, you know, with the word of God, but God's word is powerful, and it will do what it needs to do in the lives of those if we present it to the people the way that God gives it to us. So I thank you for not compromising. I thank you for giving the word the way God gives it to you. And I pray that God will continue to expand and enlarge your territory in years to come, in Jesus' name.
Amen. I receive that. Bless you, woman of God. Thank God. Amen. And I was thinking a minute ago, I was talking yesterday about the food that many of us eat. And when you talk about getting to everybody's table, anytime you melt some cheese, you put fire to a cheese and it don't melt, and you eating it, you're in trouble. And this is society we're in. That's why Bill Gates, they're buying up a lot of farmland. They're paying farmers not to farm. Amen. It's a way of getting into us as humans to bring sickness and diseases. Because if you're not sick, doctors can't make no money. Amen. If you're not sick, pharmaceutical industry can't make no money. Amen. So they medicate many people. And that's why many people are on medication. You get in the word. That's medicine for your soul, your spirit, and your body. So I bless the Lord on today. Bless you, woman of God. Amen. Anyone else? Come on in.
Good morning.
God bless you.
Good morning. God bless you. The Most High Elohim bless you, Apostle Simmons, Lady Simmons, Apostle Prophet Matthews, and all of those that's on the line. I just wanted to say that word was so powerful. I thank Almighty God that I was able to listen to the word on this morning. Even when you were speaking on in Washington, the Capitol, and when you were saying about all of the coffins that was laid out, I know that for the past about maybe a couple of weeks now, the Most High has been speaking to my spirit and showing me dominoes. He said it's going to be like a domino effect, even in the government. And he had said that the second wave had hit the church. You spoke on the first wave, how so many leaders, the DDOC of Ohio, have left. But there's a second wave, and it's going to be like a domino effect. So when you said about the coffin, that brought that back to my remembrance about the dominoes. So I thank Almighty God for truth. I thank Almighty God for his word. I thank Almighty God for the men and women of God who cry loud and spare not and lift up their voices like mighty trumpets and show the people their transgressions in the house of Jacob their sins. I give them glory and honor and praise for this powerful word on this morning. Thank you so very much. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you as well, woman of God. I want to pray for you if it's okay. Amen. Every time I hear your voice,
God is raising you up to be a mighty warrior, and he's revealing certain things to you. It's revelation. That's why you see it in dreams and visions. But I hear the Spirit of the Lord. It's something about, it's almost like a tree. A tree, it has to be rooted and grounded. Give me a good woman of God. A tree has to be rooted and grounded because the roots, they go deep. And that's what caused a tree to be to stand, to be sustainable. That's why he called his trees the Lebanon trees of righteousness. They bend, but they don't break. This is why it's so important, grounded woman of God, in this hour and season that you're in. I know you're praying and seeking God about many things. Because you're powerful in the kingdom of God, the enemy wants God to set you up, play on your mind, but the devil is defeated. He's defeated hope. God wants you rooted and grounded in this hour so that you can continue to get the impartation, not only from him, but from leaders that have your best interests at heart. As part of the teaching, training, and equipping, because I said in the beginning coming on, I said that we get the teaching, training, and equipping that we need in this hour as believers, especially if you're called into any degree of ministry, because it's so prevalent now men and women of God to take their place, position, and posture in the kingdom of God under the right leadership. It has to be the right leadership. So you can be rooted, grounded in the things of God. Now, I know many are saying that God is my covering. People of God, hear me as a servant of God, as a son of God, as a man of God, as a leader. It's necessary. It's critical that you have covering. It's critical that you have men and women of God that will teach, train, and equip you for the work of ministry. The enemy will try to stunt, stagnate, and stifle your gift. Many people will run and try to run here, run there. They try to do things themselves. But God is a God of order, and God does everything decently and in order. So, woman of God, I hear the Lord say, rooted and grounded. When you're rooted and grounded, no matter what you may face, no matter what you may be challenged with in the weeks, the years, the months to come, woman of God, you be stable, because God says you are needed in the kingdom in this hour, because many lives will be touched, many lives will be transformed, many lives will be changed through your sound.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
It's predicated upon your nevertheless. Will you be obedient?
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
So you will not be tossed to and fro. People are tossed to and fro. It seems like they're stable. It seems like they're still. Seem like they're rooted and grounded, but many people are tossed to and fro. You don't want to be tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine.
No.
Rooted and grounded. God bless God. Father, I thank you for her life on today. I pray in the name of Jesus that you would touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. I thank you for the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding, God, that you have downloaded and deposited in her. Father, I thank you, God, for giving her a changed mind, a changed heart. I thank you, God, for allowing her to be rooted and grounded in you. Father, I thank you for the love, God, that you imparted into her life. Father, I pray that it will pull me out of her like never before. Father, even for the things that will come to try to challenge her, let her be reminded, if you be for, who can be against her? That no weapon formed against her shall be able to prosper. And I decree and I declare her blessed in her going, her blessed in her coming, her highly favored by you. Woman of God, God's hand is on your life. You trust in God, grounded in the things of him. Bless you on today.
Yes, Most High Elohim, bless you. Thank you so very much. I received this word. I received this prayer in Jesus' mighty name because I had asked Almighty God. I said, Lord God, I need greater revelation. And I seek God. I seek the kingdom of God first and all of his righteousness. And I know all these other things will be added, Apostle. And I thank Almighty God, and I ask him for discernment. So I received this word on this morning. I receive and I obey. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, sir. God bless you.
Amen. Bless you as well. Here's a peace, woman of God. You walk humbly before God.
Yes, sir.
Don't worry about man exalting you. God will exalt you, and no man can take you down.
Yes, sir. Thank you,
bless you
so very much. Yes, God bless you, too. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. Anyone else? Hit one on your dial.
Thank you, Apostle, this morning.
God bless you.
Go ahead, woman of God. I'll wait.
Bless you, my sister. Bless you, Apostle, this morning. This is Benita Sanders.
Bless you, woman of God.
The other day, I thank God for the position that you're in his presence. The Father told me to make sure that I get on the line this morning. Told me that a couple of days ago, he said, because Pastor Simmons has a word that you need to hear. And he said that to me because I am everything you said this morning, man of God, is happening now. Father, a few years ago, and I'm saying this really, trying to say it really quick because I'm at work. Father told me this, told me about 3 years ago, maybe four, because I'm moving you. And it was a season. At the beginning of the year, back in March, he's beginning to give me quarters as being moved. And I actually thought I was going to be in the Hampton area, but the Father changed it. Changed it, and he put me somewhere else. And so I've been doing his will, hearing his voice very clear. I've never been in this place. Not like this. Things that he gives, anything that he says, is like happening now. And the other day, I got a call. I got a call the other day. I'm not trying to cry. But I got a call the other day, and it shook me a little bit as to who it came. And I thought I was past that place. I thought I was past that place. And so the next, about 2:30, 3 o'clock yesterday morning, the Lord woke me up and said, Benita, get it together. And I sat up. He said, get it together. Go to this scripture. And he told me to do some things for some people, plant some seeds. And I planted some seeds. And he gave me this scripture, and I heard you this morning, and I said, oh, my God. He gave me 2 Samuel, the 21st chapter. And he said to me, he says, look at what that scripture says. And King David was king 3 years, year after year. It was a famine. And the Father says, he said, look at what David said. He asked me why. And he said, because of the bloody house of Saul. He said, I'm tired, Benita. I'm tired. I was driving the other day, and he said, I'm tired of these prayers, carnal minds of people. And I'm in my mind, he said, you wondering why I'm talking to you this way? He said, I'm talking to you this way because you know. Like when a parent has, and he said this to me, when a parent has older children, everybody's season is different. And he said, people have to understand, they got to stop saying that everybody is the same. Everybody's different ages, physically and spiritually. everybody's in different places, physically and spiritually. But now he says that which is born of the flesh is flesh. He was talking to me so strong. He said, get it together. I told you this was going to happen. And he did. I left my father's house, man of God. I'm going to just be candid. My father says he has me going back and forth home. I'm not that far from home. Every other weekend. And he said to me, if you go back, you're going to die. If you do other than what I say, you're going to die. My favorite word, man of God, my brother knows it, is obedience. It's the best word in the whole world, in this world and out of it. To me, get it together. He unctioned me. He said, I don't unction many people, but because of the relationship that you have grown, he said, I want you to start asking me why. Look at what King David did. He asked me why. And now I've given you that access. Oh, my God. Then he said, man of God, he said, he told me to tell you this. He said to me yesterday, he said, the reason you said this morning about artificial intelligence. He told me this yesterday. He said, artificial intelligence is your own thought. People are serving me out of their own intellect, and that's not faith. He said, to have blind faith is to have complete dependency on what I say and what I tell you to do. You don't know anything. You don't know nothing if I don't release it. I don't give you access. You don't know nothing. He made sure that he said, get on the line this morning. And I'm not on the line all the time, man of God. He said, get on the line because apostle has a word that you need to hear. And that season is upon me. I don't talk like this all the time. I don't share a lot of things because the Father won't let me share it. But he told me this morning, I tell you, I thank you, man of God, for the word. I have never been in this place before. It's almost like a dream that has started to unveil itself. And it is all him. It's nothing of me. And I thank you for the word of man of God this morning. I didn't say everything because I don't want to say too much that the Father will not, that I will be ashamed of. I want to make sure I say everything he tells me to say. So God bless you this morning. I don't want to be found naked. I want to be found clothed in righteousness. Bless you this morning, man of God.
Amen. Bless you as well. Thank you for sharing that, woman of God. One thing about God, he chastised those he loves. And if you truly, men and women of God, that love God, even in our imperfection, things that we sometimes do out of our own mindset, our own will, God loves us so much. This is why I say his love can't be bought or it can't be sold. He loves us so much that he chastised us, he corrects us, put us back in our proper place and position and posture with him. But it's up to us to take heed, as you said, come into obedience in what he said, because he spoke to you personally. So I bless God for you sharing it this morning. Walk in it, woman of God. God promised me yesterday, man, he always backs up his word. His word ain't returning back void. Many people allow it to lay dangling or just sitting. That word ain't going back to God. Amen. It's up to us to carry it out. And when you carry it out, I believe you was military or still in military, when you carry out those assignments and duties, amen. It means just that. So we bless God for you on this morning.
Can I say this, Apostle? He placed me in a governmental place.
Mm-hmm.
I was driving drive back and forth from Ohio to Gary. He's letting me say this. I wasn't going to say it, but he's saying, say it. I was on the highway, and I started to get an anxiety. I've driven on the highway I don't know how many times. It is like I'm seeing things way beyond where I'm seeing it at. And I asked the Father, I said, Lord, what is going on? What's happening? He said, it's not physical, Benita. He said, it's spiritual. He says, because of where I'm taking you, I'm keeping you humble. So I thank God for the word, and God, blessings to you and your family. Blessings to all my brothers and sisters on the line this morning. Blessings to my brother, Prophet Matthews as well. Bless you all this morning. And I receive every word of God this morning.
Amen. Bless you. God be the glory. Amen. All right. Dr. Wilkes.
Yes, sir.
Brother, you morning coming in? All right. Bless you.
Good morning to everyone on the line, and I have enjoyed every comment and this message this morning. And I don't know if you know this, but in times past, the Lord still does. He deals with me with academics as well. And when you said all God access did not ethics granted, think about the terms of as a that is just saying, Lord, because of the military mind and because of the mind that he just told me that he had given me the gift of government, I think about what you said, access granted. If we don't seek ye first the kingdom of God, there is no way that we can have all God. And if we don't seek ye first the kingdom of God, how do we expect the access to be granted?
Come on.
And when you said that, I thought about, and it sounds crazy, but if we really analyze what's going on in our society today, they're coming out with the ID card. You have to have the true ID, or else you won't be able to grant board the plane. You can't go into many government buildings without the ID. You talked about this morning about the triunity of God and how that he is, you know, how his being is. And when you was quoting them scriptures, I said, Lord, thank you. He's talking my language. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. I thought about that in all of this. A-G, all God, access granted. If we are not depending on the word of God, line upon line, precept upon precept. The sister said this morning, and I think I mentioned it yesterday, we have to rely on the word. If we're not obedient to God's word. I did mention about the fish. If they wasn't obedient to what God has said, and I thank God for the sister that talked about the fish and the nets and all of that. But I'm getting back to this access granted. My computer that I work with, I can't work from my computer if I don't have ID card inserted into the computer to get to my regular email. Something that is just plain simple. I can't even get into my personal laptop without putting in my code that I have completed. Access granted. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. When he said many are called and few are chosen, it's all God. If we are not the ones that he has chosen, how do we expect to get the access granted? I can't get in my building where I work at if I don't have the proper identification. I'm going somewhere with this. Hallelujah. If we not all God, that means we cannot rely. That's why he told us to think of those things that are lovely, those things that are pure. That's why he told us, hallelujah, in all our ways to acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. Oh, God, help us today, Father. Hey, hey, hey. Glory, hallelujah. If we are not about the Father's business, hey, we will not eat the good of the land. We can say all we want that we know God. But if God don't know us, access will not be granted. So I thank God for the word. Hallelujah. I thank him how you explicitly broke it down, made it plain, though a wayfarer, man, or fool cannot err. Hey, hey, hey! Glory, hallelujah. It just took me to a higher plane with him. Hallelujah. When I hear the word, when I hear the pure word now, I know when a man or a woman of God is speaking and it's all God. Because when it's all God, the access is granted. What is the access granted to me? Wisdom. The access of knowledge. The access of understanding begin to open up in me through the Holy Ghost that's down. Now, I ain't said it's Holy Ghost. I said the Holy Ghost that's down on the inside of me. It began to leap in my spiritual belly. And then out of my belly, the rivers of water shall flow, hallelujah, because I'm giving God some praise for all God and the word that has been spoken. I'm done. I'm going on mute. Thank you, Pastor.
Bless you, Dr. Wilkes. Bless you. Thank you for sharing. You know, coming into 2022, the Lord allowed me to share did a brief teaching on it with our local body. The Lord said he wanted all of us. That means the totality of us. That means spirit, soul, and body. And he led me over to Apostle Paul addressing the Church of Thessalonica over in 1 Thessalonians 5. And let me read these scriptures right quick just to bring you to a point of why when it becomes all of God, when he why he wants all of us. Because some people ain't giving God all of them. And when you say all of us, that means spirit, soul, and body. Apostle Paul was saying to the people, he said, and I'm going to start at verse 12, 5 to 12. He said, and we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. And we don't see, and a lot of people not don't have peace among themselves. And he said, now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, the feeble minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. See that none render evil for evil unto any man. And we notice that had been going on. I'm talking about in the church world. Now we know it's in the world, but I'm talking about in the church. But he said, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. He said, rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing, because this is the conclusion of the exhortation that he was giving. And he said, that's why prayer is so key. Intercession is so key. That's why we've been praying that the intercession prayer warriors man their watch. They stay on watch. He said, verse 18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. He said, quench not the spirit, which many people are doing. He said, despise not prophesying or prophesying. Prophecy, people afraid of the phenomena of God in the religious world. Verse 21, he said, prove all things, hold fast that which is good. He said, abstain from all appearance of evil. Y'all know evil's in the world because the God of this world, according to 2 Corinthians 4:4, he has blinded the minds of them that believe not.
Then he said in verse 23, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. W-H-L-L-Y, holy. Guard your whole spirit and body. Be preserved blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He says, faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. God is the one that can do it for our lives. So bless you, Dr. Will. Thank you for sharing that piece. But God wants all of us, just like he wants, that we have to allow all of him to do in and through our lives. So bless you on today, woman of God. Amen. Anyone else? Believe we lost the block, God, if I'm not mistaken. Yes. Top of the morning to you.
How are you, Apostle?
Bless your elder. How you doing, sir?
I am doing well. I was just listening and enjoying the word this morning and the comments. When the Lord dropped this into my spirit, he's all God. And our access is granted. But as you told the sister earlier, Satan is trying to muffle her sound.
Mm.
The Lord said, can't give access to everybody.
Come on here.
You can't give access to everybody because you got double agents out there.
Mm.
And they're doing the devil's work. They come to steal, kill, and destroy. Don't give everybody access.
I got it.
But I got this morning, brother.
Yes, sir. That's the Lord. Thank you, man of God. Yes, that's to be true. That has been some of the problems that the church world has been dealing with, and that's why many pastors and leaders have to deal with so many people because people are listening to other people, what this person said or what they have spoken or what somebody else has said and done. So they try to bring all that to the leader, unnecessary warfare for that leader because he's a watchman of the people's souls. Whoever is in leadership, leading the people, are watching for the people's souls, teaching, training, equipping the people for the work of ministry. It's important. It's necessary. So I bless God for you, Elder. Thank God for your position that you're in, man of God. I pray for the man of God that God would send men and women of God that will undergird him, men and women of God that will have his heart, have his spirit, men and women of God that don't mind doing what God has mandated and signed them to do. Your reward, your labor, give me good, is not in vain, because when you sow to a prophet, sure, God going to bless your life. When you serve a man or woman of God, not with no other agenda, to see that man or that woman of God's vision, mission, God has to bless your life. And that's why, Elder Hunter, God has granted you access, man of God. Access has been granted for you. Whatever you believe God for, ask him, sir. Or they ask him. See that.
Amen. I appreciate that, Apostle. I love you, my brother. God bless you. Keep doing the kingdom building work.
Yes, sir. Likewise. God be the glory. Amen. All right. Anyone else? R6, open your line up. Come right on in.
Good morning.
God bless you.
Good morning.
Come on in one at a time.
This evangelist Marshall, awesome, just awesome word. I enjoy everything. And as you were speaking, everybody kept coming in. I'm like, wow, this is so much. But I'll go back to what was on my heart first with the net. Your spiritual daughter really hit, you know, kind of where God was, you know, speaking to me at as well. Not so much just the brokenness, but when you think about the net and what it's made out of, you know, I looked, it was in my spirit about, you know, you got your network, you got the internet. And then when you look at those things with the net, it's all about value and time. When they casted their net, look at the time that they waited and wasted until God told them to put that net on the other side. Then they begin to catch and the value went up, you know, like that.
Come on here.
Okay, then I look at us, how we getting in on the internet. We start out, now I'm just speaking for me. You start out with one thing, but then something else catches your, you know, catches your attention, and then you get, you know, you get interference, you get interruption, and then you get delay because you didn't went in this internet and got intertwined with something and lost your focus. And that's, you know, what God was dealing with me about when you talked about that net. It still can catch you. It still can catch you, you know. And instead of we catching something, it does. So, so we got to be careful when we out here witnessing, ministering. We got to be careful where we casting the net at, because we got to be careful that we don't get caught up in the net, get hung while we call ourselves trying to cast it and get somebody else saved. You know, that's one of the things. The other thing I want to bring up was that when you talked about AG, access granted. God had gave me back in September, and my password to my phone unlocked $23. And now, you know how our phones, we got to remember our codes to get in to certain parts in our phones and stuff like that. My job had me to put a code on mine when to get emails and all this kind of stuff. Well, so many I forgot and had to change it and all of that. Well, with AT&T, you know, if you don't remember and stuff, you're going to have to get it reset. And you could lose your data. I don't care what they say. All of it don't come back. It can be in the cloud or whatever, but it is not where you need it to be to use it. And then you got a certain time. You know, I had a certain time. They either have to go get the factory reset, they call it, or ask me to remember it where I could keep all access, all information, you know. So I thought about the unlock access granted, meaning that a lot of us need a spiritual reset to get the access. See, we want the access to God, but we don't want to be spiritually reset to get the access. We want to keep whatever we're doing and still get the AG. But we can't. We got to get the unlock to get cleaned up, to get a factory spiritual reset to get the correct access to God. And if we would get the correct access to God, access granted, and get spiritual reset, see, then we wouldn't have the jealousy. We wouldn't have that when we see other people prosper, because why? Some of us that had to get reset more than once back to the potter's wheel, so when God give us access, we won't go back and get locked back up in the wrong thing. Let me mute, because this was your message, but I sure enjoyed it. God bless you.
Oh, that's all right with me. You're blessing me. See, here's a piece, Francis Marshall. That's why the Lord said, as I stated in the beginning when I came on this morning, why the Lord allowed me to go back to that prophecy he gave me on January the 2nd, 2021, concerning the 6 years of reset, because we're in it. And that's why many people are being reset, as he stated. And if you don't allow God to reset you in the midst of this time that we in, many people don't believe it, but that's why you have to hear the prophet. Many people don't believe it. Many things are right before us that is happening around us. And when you was talking about the internet, the World Wide Web, that has been a trap for a long time. It could be good or it could be bad. A lot of people don't understand it spiritually of how you could be trapped. You took me, when you started talking, you took me back to a dream that I had last year, and I shared it with the people, and I believe I shared it across this compass line, and God spoke in the dream. He said there was many people. I saw many people walking through this tunnel, woman of God, people of God. And as they were walking through this tunnel, many people was attracted to the wall. It's like they had a magnetic force in them, and they were stuck to the wall. But then when I looked, there were many people that kept walking through. And I said, where are they going? And I said, I see many people attracted. They like magnetic. They stuck through the wall. So as I looked, God showed me at the end of the tunnel, there was this big well, this big trap. Enemy has trapped it, the people that kept walking through. And you know the revelation God said? He said, those that you see walking through, he said, they don't have my spirit. He said, those that you see that are connected to the wall that has been magnet pulled them to the wall, he said, those are the ones that are connected, that are filled with the spirit. I said, wow. And I shared it. So people of God, we have to catch the revelation that's being released, because you keep running head on the World Wide Web. There's a web that the enemy has blended to trap so many people, and that's why people are getting trapped, woman of God. So I thank God, and I'm filled with the spirit. It's important that we fill with the spirit. So thank you for sharing it, people.
Glory to God.
Amen. Bless the Lord on today. All right. Hallelujah. Just get ready, woman of God, for the increase, the overflow, the abundance. This is what I hear the Lord say for your life, for your ministry. Make it not strange, even in the midst of the things that you may have to encounter or the things that you already have encountered. As I stated, as I shared with the woman of God prophetically, it seems like it's a setback. But these are only set up, woman of God. God is setting you up for the blessing. See, he got you in preparation. You're in preparation. It's almost like I see you on the potter's wheel. God is shaping. He's molding. He's moving out the kinks. He's moving out the things of the past. He's moving out those disappointments. He's moving out the compete. There'll be some people walking out of your life too, woman of God, so get ready. Don't think it's strange. It's God. And some of these people you thought were going to be in your life for a long time or eternal, but no. They was only there for a season. So you're going to see an exiting out. But guess what? There's a replacement. Oh, Shabakurabakata, Yekoba. There's a replacement. And this replacement is going to be big. It's going to be epic, woman of God. It's almost like it's going to blow your mind. It's going to blow your mind. I even heard you say the other day of how you drew up, a blueprint that you was wanted to build a hospital over in Nigeria. Woman of God, is coming to pass because God has seen your heart. He's heard your cry. He's going to set the right people in your life that has the check, that can write the number on the check that you need to carry out that vision, that assignment, that you will see the manifestation of it come to pass. See, God, when you have a vision and God start allowing the bit to be, see, people sometimes, woman of God, can look from the outside but not understand what's going on the inside. See, they'll look at you, they'll judge you, well, why is he doing this? Why she doing that? Or why he doing this? Or why he doing that? Or why it look like he's not stable? Why it look like he's over here? Why it look like he's over there? Tell somebody God is in control. Woman of God, it's the AG. God has given you access. It's been granted for you because God knows exactly what those people need through the vision. But there's somebody, there's other people in place that has the backing, that has the money. God giving you the vision. They have the money that's going to write the check, that's going to fulfill, that bring the provision for the vision. Watch it, woman of God. It's going to come to pass. You just stick with it. You stick with it and watch God bring it to pass.
Amen. I receive it. Thank you. God bless you, Apostle.
Man, God bless you as well. Hallelujah. Do it, Father. Do it, God. The only way you know how. In Jesus' name. Amen. Bless you. Someone else is trying to come in. Come on in. Bless you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord. Amen. Star 6 of your lineup. We bless the Lord on today. Hallelujah.
Bless you, Apostle.
God bless you, woman of God.
Hallelujah. This is Evangelist Teasley. I bless God for today. I bless God for the angel of this line. Glory be to God. Truly, we bless God first and foremost, who's ahead of our lives. But we thank God for the angel of this line. I thank God for you and your wife and Administrator Brian and my kingdom family. Amen. So this is what I want to share, because you talked about food, so I just wanted to bring this part up. 2 weeks ago, I was sharing with my sister in Christ, and I had this dream, and we still have, somewhat tried to peel through it. And the reason I mentioned it is because you were in the dream,
And I've never had such a vivid, well, not let me say that because I have so many vivid dreams, but not with you. So it was 11:38, and I'm one for login times, but I fell asleep on the sofa, and I woke up at 11:38 p.m. with the Lord telling me to get in the bed so I could sleep good, but this was the dream. We're in my kitchen. Now, I just need you to hear this with your spiritual ear. Okay, so we're in my kitchen at my counter, and you're drinking red punch out of a glass, and I'm eating, I'm eating plant-based food. I'm eating something that was plant-based, okay? And I'm eating a couple of bites, and you're drinking the juice, and we're just, you know, commoderizing at that point. And then I look at you, and I say, hey, you want something to eat? And you say, nah, I don't really eat that way. But I've had some, and it tastes pretty good. You said it just like that. And I've heard you say this in the natural before, too, when we were actually in Virginia. And then I tell you that I was dating someone at the church. And you said, dating someone of church. You said, be careful about dating men at the church. They just want something. Now, I had four parts of this dream, and the other parts I'm not releasing only because it was like he's already given me answers to those different parts. But that's the part that you were in. And presently, I'm not dating anyone at anybody's church. And for sure, I stay close to home when it comes down to hearing any word. I say that because some of this makes me, as I sense myself through it with God, is that, you know, not to be eating everybody's food, and I haven't strayed in that way. So, you know, that's something that me and my sister is close about, staying close to home. But that's something that came up, and I wanted to share it with you. You were drinking red punch, and we were at my kitchen counter, and then I was eating, and I was eating some plant-based food, and I offered you some, and you said, no, I don't really eat that, but I've had some. It tastes pretty good. And then I tell you about this dude that, when I was telling you about this dude that I was dating, I said, something's not right, just something is off. Something is off, and that's what I hear myself saying to you. Something is off. And you said, be careful about dating men in the church. They just want something now. This is a dream. None of you brothers out there, don't be going left. I didn't ask for the dream, and I didn't go to sleep thinking about none of this. It's just that's the way God brings messages to me. Presently, I am about to open my doors. Glory be to God on the house that he gave me. And I'm going to be opening my doors to patients, my hospice patients, and those who need help in assisting as they're journeying into their last breath. So I'll be doing that here shortly because that's being in the mix right now. So I've had some access granted, and it's been amazing. So I don't know what this part, what that was, and that was a couple of weeks ago. And I've been working on my house there for about I guess, 3 weeks. What do you hear from that?
While you were sharing with one of God, thank God for prophetic insight. It takes me all the way over to when Jesus meets the woman at the well. And because you said that I was drinking red punch. You know, red mm-hmm. always represents the blood of Christ. It represents his covering for us as believers. And you were eating. Food is always symbolic, spiritual. That's why we got to be careful, like you said, what food we eat, what we intake and put in the body. You said it was plant-based. I hear you say plant-based. Anything that come up from the earth is always good. As you stated that, I tasted before and it was good. That's why the Bible said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Then you brought up the point about you was dating this man. See, you got the man and you got the church. That's significant because even you said you were dating this man, but you felt something wasn't right. Now, at the well, there was this woman. The Bible said that she said that she had five husbands. You were told that the one that you have is not the one that's with you now. She perceived Jesus as a prophet. This is where the governmental order of God comes in at spiritually. I would say apostolically, prophetically, that we have to understand how God deal with us in dreams. Certain dreams that may not mean anything, but most of the time when you're prophetic or you connected to prophetic people, they have meaning. And in the midst of this, the woman perceived Jesus as a prophet. But Jesus told the woman, because he said, I was drinking again, drinking. Many people thirst. They're thirsting for the wrong thing. But they're not thirsting after God. That's why we say it has to be all of God. So she perceived Jesus as a prophet. And Jesus told, if you drink from this well, you will never thirst again. So this woman, she ended up receiving the blessing, the impartation from Jesus, and went back into the city. She didn't go talk to no other women. She didn't go talk to no children. She talked to the men. And you talked about this man. That's why men are so important and vital, because God created them as the head. He created them as the head. So it's important. That's why we always talked about covering. Covering is key. So the men came. They didn't want to hear what she said. They want to come to hear for themselves about this man that told this woman all about her life. So when they came with clarity and accuracy that came from a kingdom place, prophetically, woman of God, even concerning your dream, I see it's almost like now, I don't know, because I think I used this analogy sometime before, but I know this is prophetic, how the abundance of rain, that's water. And you know, when the earth thirsts, God gives it water. Many people are thirsting for the wrong thing. And this is where your spiritual discernment has to kick in so you can know it. I believe, woman of God, that's why I told you, be careful how you aiding the men in the church. Because everybody in the church ain't who they say they are. Okay? You're under what I call rain. It's abundance of rain. You know how it can rain in one place but not rain in here? I remember growing up as a little boy, I could see the rain coming. It was raining in one spot, but it was dry in another spot. Rain was coming, and most time we were running, trying to beat the rain, keeping from getting wet. But this woman of God is a good place that you're in as God's daughter, as God's servant. The abundance of rain is raining on you while others are looking at you getting wet. It's a good wet because the blessings that are overtaking you. You're dry, and they're wondering why you're blessed and you're going and blessed and you're coming. God is giving you so many dreams, prophetic insights. You don't have to be a prophet to flow prophetic. You know, there's a prophetic gifting, but that's not necessarily a prophet. So because you're connected to a prophet, you're connected to prophetic people, so the prophetic has to flow in and through you. So that's why God will put in dreams and vision in you. But you got to get line upon line, detail upon detail, and follow the instructions that whatever the details you saw in the dream, spiritually, publicly, for your life. But you're in a good place, woman of God. So that's what I see and get out of the dream, prophetic place of the blessings that God is allowing you to walk under in this hour. You're not shifted by the things, and you said it out of your own mouth. You're not shifted by the dating arena, because that can be a distraction. Especially, we say to all the single women, single men, we know many are in the dating arena. Many desire to be, I know this ain't the marriage forum, but we're going to share it. Many desire to be, whether companionship or in conversation. He is that, and nobody really don't want to be lonely to talk to. Even in that, you're praying, you're staying in a place with God. He would give you everything that you need. So when those, things that try to rise up in your flesh or in your emotions, because many people get down on themselves, because they feel lonely. They feel like they're watching maybe their friends. They're watching everybody else living a joyous life, amen, with their friends, with their husband, with their wives. They're looking at that and they're desiring that. God says, woman of God, put all of your trust in him, before him. That's when access is granted to you and you will know the right person that he will set into your path and into your life. So I just encourage you, amen, let God continue to be God in your life. Whatever you desire, he'll bring the past for your life. Amen. I thank God today. Amen.
Thank you. I receive that. Bless you, prophet.
Hallelujah. Bless you. Amen. All right. Anyone else? Star 6, bless you today. Star 6, open your line up. I mean, a question or comment. If you desire your prayer, we'll pray for you, pray with you. Hallelujah.
Good morning, praise the Lord. Good morning, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Oh, man of God, hallelujah. This is Mother Jackson. Oh, I'm telling you, hallelujah. I thank the Lord for the word that went forth today. And you know, all I can feel in my spirit is when I'm down in, all it was is there is power in this message this morning. And I meant every request, every comment, every prayer, every prophecy that went forth, it was nothing but connecting. Power went out this morning from you by the grace of God. I just thank the Lord that I plugged in this morning and received so much power about the net, hallelujah, the access. It was nothing but powerful from the beginning to where we are right now. Man of God, I thank God for you. I thank God for everyone on the conference line. I thank God for the ministry, Restoration Foundation. I thank you for the visionary, Prophet Laron Matthews. I thank the Lord for life and life more abundantly this morning. You know, Mother has gone through so many things. God has filled me with so many talents and so much, but I tell you, he's doing it. He's doing it. I thank God for this morning. We plugged into and we got power this morning from this message. God bless you, man of God.
Bless you, Mother Jackson. Amen. It's always an honor and a pleasure to hear you as well, especially your teachings. Amen. When you share on the mornings on the conference line, we certainly thank God for you, for the wisdom that God has graced you with. And I continue to pray that God will continue to add years to your life, amen, your marriage, your family, that your blessing is going, your blessing is coming, and that you will continue to share his love with many, even through the books that you have written. Woman of God, I thank God for putting his stamp of approval on your life. As I always share, we need many mothers of Zion in the body of Christ, and God has handpicked you to be that one, amen, to be a part of the one that God can trust, amen, to let others know how good he is. So I bless God for your life on today. Thank you for sharing as well.
Thank you. I receive it, Father. Thank you. God bless you.
Amen. Bless you, woman of God. Amen. God be the glory. All right, anyone else? Thank God today. Amen. God be the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. Administrator, do you have any final words over there, woman of God, any announcements? We thank God this morning.
God bless you, Apostle. Just a quick reminder that Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries are getting ready for the New Year's celebration, which will be on the 31st of this month at 9:30 p.m., that's at 231 East 146th Street, where Dr. Laron Matthews is the senior pastor. Also, keep in mind that if you would like to bless the ministry, you can do so by visiting the ministry website at www.werestoretheletteru.org. You can cash up at @RFPIM, or you can Zelle at werestoreyou@yahoo.com. God bless you, man of God.
Amen. Bless you as well, administrator. People of God, let us govern ourselves accordingly. You definitely want to be a blessing to this ministry, to the vision that the man of God has for Conference 9, Blog Talk Radio. Amen. No seed is too small, no seed is too great. As I always say, you sow into a prophet's reward. Apostle Paul says, sowing into you spiritual things to reap your carnal things. Be a blessing to the man of God, to the work that God is doing in and through this man of God ministry around the world. And let us continue to keep him lifted up and the other kingdom leaders that are divinely connected to the man of God, that are in covenant with the man of God, and that don't have no other agenda but God's agenda. So I just bless the Lord, even for the man of God giving me this opportunity, this platform, to be able to speak from this place as a voice, a sound frequency of God to his people. So I just thank God. I don't take it for granted. I know it's a sacrifice, because sometimes people want to lay and rest their body after working all week long, and the body wants rest. But I have a zeal to get up to share the Father's heart with his people. And that's what I believe that God wants from his people. When you have a hunger and a thirst after him, the Bible says you shall be filled. And I know that I'm filled with the things of God. And I just pray that the Lord will continue to keep me on the potter's wheel. I say, Lord, shape and mold my life that I can be the best of who you have called me to be. Amen. I know we're not perfect, but I say we have the perfect one in us. People of God know that things are changing in the earth realm. And God is using men and women of God, amen, to release those things, whether they're in the marketplace, whether they're in corporate America, whether it's in the church, the religious world, or whether the things that are unfolding in the earth realm. God don't leave us in the dark. He gives us insight. He gives us revelation. And we just have to be the vessels to open up our mouth and speak, that thus said the Lord. So I just bless the Lord for you and today for receiving what the Lord has us on today. Don't forget, AG, all God, access granted. Amen. It's your time now. We bless the Lord on today. All right. Final words from anyone else. Amen. Don't want to miss nobody.
God
bless you.
I was trying not the same thing, but I want to give honor God and to all the kingdom leaders. I'm truly blessed by what everyone shared. And, you know, I'm always praying for you as you're praying and releasing and expounding on the word. So I know that I was in my proper place and position to cover you. But I want to sum this up with the word that you've given, that if we as a body of Christ allowing ourselves to be stroked by words and continue to be sustained by the word of God, we will always experience and encounter all God the way we need to receive the continual access that God has granted for us. And I keep hearing over you, man of God, that he is enlarging your territories. He's enlarging your territories, not just the region, but he's enlarging you spiritually. He has placed the mind of Christ upon you, not as an idol, but he has given you and will continue to give you access into those realms that is needed for this hour, this season, and this dispensation. You are an end-time prophet and apostle. Continue to stay in the place you're in with God, because he has granted you access, and it is all him that's doing it. God bless you, and I love you.
Hallelujah. Matt, I received that. Thank you, honey. And I know you're so in the vein, you're in the flow, because that's what the Lord revealed to me on this week. He spoke to me in my prayer time, fasting, consecrated before him. He said, truly, I have handpicked you, I have chosen you for a time set to do. And most of the time, people of God will ask the question, well, why me? Why not you? And anytime you make yourself available to God, he can use you. And it certainly has taken me into dimension in the realm of the spirit. And I believe even through the message that he allowed me to share today, why he told the disciples to launch out into the deep. Because you spend some time in the deep places or the deep things of God, the deep searching for deep things of God, the deep calling into the deep. So we have to let God call to the deep of our spirit you know, to rise up, to rise to the occasion, to come to the, you know, to the forefront so that he could get the glory, not us. I don't take nothing from God. And that's truly what 2020, what the pandemic proved, how man was taking God's glory. And God said it prophetically 2019, 2018. He was using men and women of God. I know he spoke to me and now released it to the people. Didn't know what was coming. I knew something was coming of how he said there was something coming that was going to shake America and shock the church. It shook America. It shook America because America didn't expect this coronavirus, this pandemic to hit or all these people to die. And what shocked the church is when we had to come out of the four walls of the building. People had got comfortable in their buildings, pastors, leaders, bishops, apostles, arch apostles, chief apostles, all these people that was in place, position, and whatever title they were carrying, people were putting all of their trust and confidence in them and buildings, putting people up on pedestals, and God said he will not share his glory with no man. God before him, for he's a jealous God. And he shocked the church. Many people didn't recover from it. I thank God that my confidence, my trust is in him, that I didn't lose who I was in God. So I thank God on today. All right. If you ever in our region, the state of Virginia, Hampton Roads, Newport News, Hampton, Virginia, join the RTM family, Restoration of Truth Ministry, a ministry without walls. Amen. Join us 9:15. Amen. 180 Regal Way. Amen. At the Hilton Garden Inn Conference Center. We're there this Sunday. Amen. 9:15 a.m. for morning man of prayer and our worship service at 10 a.m. Amen. I'm telling you, it's where the word of the Lord comes alive. Amen. You can't get nothing but truth. They'll tell the people you come here. Amen. You will hear nothing but truth. Amen. That will help liberate you from the lies. So I just bless the Lord for being that, again, that mouthpiece, that vessel, an instrument that God is using in the last days, because certainly we're in them. Hell is time, danger time, they're here. So bless the Lord for the people of God on today. All right, any final words from anyone else?
Apostle Simmons, may I blow the sound of the shofar?
Yes, ma'am. Bless you.
As an honor, as an honor. To you, glory be to God, unto prophet, unto all of us, and vessels.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for what you released unto us over this line today. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus for every hearer that you, God, will continue to bless them in their going, bless them in their coming. Father, I thank you for allowing me to take this word and make it applicable to their lives. Realize it's all in you, and when it becomes all of you, God, we know that you would grant us access. And God, I thank you for access being granted unto your people on today, and I decree and I declare it as a man of God, as your servant. Father, I ask you in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, continue to release the blessings of you. Father, I pray that it will run the people of God down and overtake them. Father, I decree and I declare that no weapon formed against us should be able to prosper. And Father, if anyone, God, is standing in the place of doubt or unbelief, we cancel it, we call it null and void, and we declare as we root it up now, God, that the people, God, will not die but live to declare the works of you. They will rise up in the realm of the Spirit and walk by faith and not by sight. They will walk by your Spirit and not of themselves. Father, I ask you in the name of Jesus, continue, God, to bless every kingdom leader in their prospective places. Continue, God, to use them for your glory. Continue, God, to look upon the apostles, look upon the prophets, look upon the evangelists, look upon the pastors, look upon the teachers, look upon the missionaries, look upon the mothers, look upon the deacons, look upon the ministers, look upon the ministration guilds.
God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will meet them where they're at, God, in this hour. God, we decree, we declare it by faith that you have given us the keys to the kingdom, and you said whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. You said whatsoever we loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. God, I thank you this morning for the binding and the loosing. I thank you for the release, God, that you're releasing for your people now in the name of Jesus. God, I pray that you will continue to bless your man servant, the visionary of this conference line. God, continue taking higher, deeper dimensions in you in the realm of the spirit. God, I pray you'll give him insight, give him revelation. God, give him prophetic thoughts. Father, in the name of Jesus, when he opened up his mouth, God, it will be the oracles of you that will bring healing and deliverance for your people, that it will bring breakthrough for your people. God, I decree and I declare by faith on today that this conference line, that it will continue to bless people around the world, international places. Father, I ask in the name of Jesus that your sound is critical in this hour. It's a sound that cannot be stopped. And God, I thank you for using us to be a sound and frequency in the earth realm that will bring change to people's lives, bring change to families, bring change to ministry, bring change to churches, bring change to our region, bring change to our cities, bring change to our towns, bring change to our nation. God, I decree it, I declare it by faith, because you said miracles, signs, and wonders shall follow them that believe. We believe on today, God, and you say they that know their God shall do great exploits. Lord, and God, I thank you for the witty ideas that you've given the men and women of God, that you allow it to come into fruition. And God, I thank you that you're raising up sons and daughters. God, that will God reveal you in the earth in this hour. God, I decree and I declare it by faith on today that we, God, will walk in the power. We will walk in the authority. We will walk in the demonstration of your Spirit. Father, I thank you as we continue, God, to get out of the way. God, you get in the way. Not our will, let your will be done. God, I pray in the name of Jesus, whatever your people stand in need of on this morning, I pray in the name of Jesus as they turn it over to you. God, I pray that you would grant them now access. God, do it for their lives. Whatever it is, if it's sickness, we call it null and void, because you said you sent your word to heal, deliver, and set free. For you are Jehovah Rapha. You sent your word to heal. Heal them, God, in their bodies. Heal them in their minds. Heal them, God, in every aspect of their lives. Heal their families. Heal their ministry. Heal their finances. Heal those things, God, that's going on around us, that seem like it's chaotic, that seem like it's out of order. God, I pray today in the name of Jesus, by the power and authority that's invested in me, God, let it flow out like never before for your people. God, I thank you this morning, God, that you're able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we might ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Let your power work, God. Do it in the name of Jesus. We believe by faith, God, that everything that the enemy come to try to bring up against us, God, we must be reminded that if you be for us, who can be against us? God, we cancel the enemy assignment now that he have no power, no authority over your people. For we are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. We are the lenders and not the borrowers. We are chosen generation. We are royal priesthood. We are more than conquerors. We are the ambassadors of you. Let us represent you in the earth realm like never before. That it is so, in Jesus' name. People of God, be blessed. And say to you, go in the power and the strength of God's Spirit. Powerful and phenomenal Saturday. We bless the Lord on today, in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen.